Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, inviting you to join us for our Christmas holiday effort. We'll be providing holiday meals for our military families in need here in Northern California. You can help by dropping off non-perishable food items and gift cards at 2110 North Street, the museum office, or make a donation of a prepackaged bag of groceries for our military families through Homeward Bound. We also encourage you to donate a toy to be distributed through Homeward Bound. We are also collecting non-perishable items to ship to troops overseas who are deployed this holiday season. So many ways we can help those who serve for us. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280, the Office of the Northern California Veterans Museum. And Merry Christmas from all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Folks, it is constitutional for a school to celebrate religious holidays like Christmas. Why? Well, the celebration of such holidays have been upheld as serving a genuine secular purpose of broadening student understanding of other beliefs and customs.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week at this time, Doug Steffen and the crew counts down the top 10 talk topics. As figured out by Talkers Magazine, every week they go around the country looking at all of the talk radio stations and see what the top 10 talk topics are. I challenge you to learn how to say that.
Say that 10 times
fast. Yeah, 15 years, man. It takes that long. So Doug is not in this week. He is traveling around the world. So Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and myself, Rich McFadden, and with you to count down the top 10 talk topics for you. And as usual, we'll go through the list of the top 10 topics and the top people, and then we'll start kind of dissecting the list one by one. Unlike Doug and his ADD version, where he just kind of hops all over the list, we will actually count from number 10 to number 1. So stick around to see what's number 1. It probably won't surprise you what it is, but it's a little bit interesting, the conversation about it. So here we go. In the top 10 stories, number 10, NFL action. I won't even talk about my fantasy football league there. Number 9, the Mars landing. That's some exciting stuff. Number 8, the Les Moonves allegations, the former head of CBS. Number 7, the Russia-Ukraine tensions, Brexit deal, and the G20 summit, so kind of international news. Number 6, the GM job cuts, the Dow and world markets activities. Number 5, climate change report. Number 4, GOP wins the Mississippi Senate race. Number 3, Pelosi's nominated for Speaker. Shocker. Number 2, the migrant caravan Mexico border issue. And the number 1 story is the Trump-Russia investigation and the Cohen guilty plea. For the top 10 people in the talk radio roundup here, we've got number 10, Les Moonves, and his one of his accusers, Bobby Phillips. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. Number 8, Al Gore. I guess he goes along with the climate change report, digging his name up out of the 55-gallon trash barrel. Number 7, Cindy Hyde Smith. Number 6, Hillary Clinton. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Paul Manafort. Number 3, Michael Cohen. Number 2, Robert Mueller. So we got the trifecta there. And at number 1, of course, the Trumpster himself, Donald Trump. So if we start at the top of the list, Victoria, and we kind of count our way backwards, I think probably the most shocking thing in NFL action was the Dallas Cowboys beating the New Orleans Saints on Thursday night, keeping the New Orleans Saints to a measly 10 points, which is the least amount of points they've scored in years. And pretty much crushing my fantasy football season. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm a Saints fan, so I didn't watch that, but I heard about it, and that's always devastating. I always root for the Saints, and I just love Drew Brees, and he's a beast. So that's
You know what? I'm gonna.
And I've never been a Cowboys fan.
Right. I'm going to make a move. All right? I'm going to start. I'm going to go to petition.org and whitehouse.gov and start a new petition there. That ever since Katrina and Drew Brees going to New Orleans and lifting that city out of that funk that they were in after Katrina, I'm going to vote that New Orleans and the Saints are America's team. This whole Dallas Cowboys as America's team because they have a stupid star on their helmet.
I know. So agree with you.
I'm making 100%. Some people so mad right now, and that's I don't care.
Yeah, but I don't care either. 100% agree with you.
The Saints,
you know,
the New Orleans Saints, and their story is they are America's team.
Phoenix rising from the ashes. That is, and you and I are big fans of the city of New Orleans. And when you just walk around and you see the love that the people who live in New Orleans have for their Saints, it's heartwarming. You know, New Orleans is not, it's a small city. Maybe, you know, actually I had this, I posed this question to my husband who's a sports producer, and we couldn't really come up with an answer. Is New Orleans the smallest NFL city?
That is a great question.
And he immediately brought up Green Bay, and I said, I think Green Bay's bigger in terms of population and just the overall size of the city.
I think Green Bay's bigger as far as land mass.
Yeah. I'd love to have anybody else give me that answer, maybe. Jacksonville's bigger, though. Jacksonville has really expanded since, you know, there's just the city of Jacksonville is so much bigger than it used to be. I just think in terms of size, I would guess that New Orleans would be the smallest, if not maybe the second smallest.
It could be. That's a good question.
But I couldn't figure. But you know what? And if it is, we'll say argument's sake, it is the smallest. It's got the biggest heart of, I think, of any NFL team, any NFL city. And just, I agree with you. And I don't understand. I think the Cowboy thing, that feels to me very like 80s patriotism, like Reagan, and I just, in my mind, I put the Cowboys and Reagan in the 80s,
here's my
like, kind of all into one.
Here's my litmus test for every Cowboys fan. How many times have you been to Dallas?
That's a good question.
7 out of 10 will say, I'm planning on going, you know, and I realize I'm making some of you Dallas fans throw the radio across the room, and that's okay. I'm totally good with that.
We're okay with that.
All right, so we'll move along. My favorite thing about number 9, the Mars landing, besides the actual epic task of landing that little rover thing was doing like 100,000 miles an hour, crashing like right towards the planet of Mars, and they're like, boom, soft little landing. You know what it takes to slow that thing down from the trajectory that it was and the speed that it was going and land it softly so that it can run all over the surface of Mars and dig into the core and under the dirt.
It sends a lot of cool pictures back, too, right?
But my favorite thing is all the Facebook posts with Marvin Martian kind of peeking out the side of the screen.
That's funny.
The other cool thing is that it's coming out this week that next year they plan on sending ships to the moon, and they're going to start doing moon visits again, and I think they're going to send people there again. So the government is actually submitting bids or having people submit bids to who can get us to the moon and who can set up a workstation up there. So that'll be pretty interesting. So got a lot.
Guess that Tesla or Elon Musk is involved in that, right, with SpaceX.
I would imagine they would be.
Or he's got a bid in on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's cool. After the show today, my family and I and some friends are heading to Chincoteague, Virginia.
Oh, I love it there.
Yeah.
I hope you get to see some horses.
Well, you always see the horses because they're the wild horses running around on the island.
I was there once and saw no horses.
Oh, really? You got to know where to go. And Assateague, right next door, you can kind of drive around and the horses will walk right up to you. But they have Wallops Island right there. It's the next island over. And that's a NASA launch site. So we've gone down there several times to watch some launches of, you know, just small rockets and medium-sized rockets. And it's amazing. And even from my house in Northern Virginia, which is 3 hours away, when they launch a larger rocket, you can see it. So, I mean, it's just it's really cool to see the things that we're able to do in space and how we're able to explore and just, I mean, landing on Mars, that's a cool thing. The one thing that disturbs me about all this space stuff is the amount of space junk.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is that apparently all of this space junk over time breaks up into this tiny little debris, like specks, and it becomes a space dust.
Like plastic in the ocean.
Yes.
It gets broken down to that microscopic level of, but it's still there and
it's still there and it's still flying around our atmosphere, you know, out in space. And whenever anybody flies through it, they have to fly through this stuff, and it is creating this this shield that makes it really dangerous, actually, for you to fly through it. So as we get more and more of this stuff up in the air, and you search it on YouTube or whatever it is, you know, you just Google it. And it is a freaky, freaky situation in where it's basically building a shield around us. And the more and more we send up, the thicker and thicker the shield gets, to the point where at some point we won't be able to get through it without it destroying the ship that we're in.
Was it Japan or China who recently had the big net? It's like a, it's not really a net, but it has that effect where it captures, it catches space junk. I feel like it was Japan, but it could have been China. But it's, but, and those are the types of things that we're going to have to really think about more and more. The more we send satellites up, and Tesla's, SpaceX, they're going to send like 1500 satellites up to give us a global internet. Well, if you think about all of that space junk, it's 1500 satellites. That's a lot. So we have to consider space to be like a landfill. And how do we're bad at managing trash on the planet.
Right.
So we have to really, you know, get it together so that we don't turn space into one big landfill, because that's kind of where it's headed.
It's a wild situation, and if you look up the story, I mean, you can see it in all kinds of places. It's a freaky thing, man. It's like almost like we're entrapping ourselves on the planet. So, but check it out. It's wild. All right, so real quick before we stop here for 1 second, let's hit number 8, the moon viz. Less moon viz, speaking of
different kind of moon.
Yeah, allegations. His defense is building the case that there's no here, that there's really nothing, that the one of the victims who's coming out with allegations really was a long time affair with him, and that
that it was consensual,
that one of the victims tried to entrap them with the police on the telephone, and they got nothing. So all of these charges should be dropped, because you really don't have anything, even though there's like the Bill Cosby thing, 50 people coming out saying, yeah, he sexually abused or harassed me. Smoke, fire, that whole thing. So coming up on the countdown here, we still got number 7 through number 1. And we'll pick this up right on the other side here. So stick around for the Talk Radio Countdown Show's Top 7. And we'll dig into the people a little bit more on the other side of the break as well. It's 18 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest, do you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you too, thanks to MyPillow. All right, sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night all night long. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you want and need and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let MyPillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillow is made here in America, 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the two for the price of one deal. That's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season. Just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be, or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
I'm here with Dr. Premalit Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. They'll be open on Christmas Day. And don't forget, you can order your favorite comfort food at home now through Sunday, December 2nd. Get free delivery when you order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. And yes, we all still hate the Dallas Cowboys. But you know what? They're the team you love to hate. So good for you for being a fan. We're at number 7 on the Talk Radio Countdown here. We've gone through number 10, NFL action. That's what got us into the Cowboys. Number 9, the Mars landing. And number 8, the Les Moonves allegations. So now that brings us to number 7 with the Russia-Ukraine tensions tied with the Brexit deal and the G20 summit, kind of your international stop on the Talk Radio Countdown. The Russia-Ukraine tensions, that one's interesting because this weekend, the Putmeister and the Trumpster will be sitting down, kind of going toe-to-toe on this one. And, Trump's really not good. One of the other things he's doing at the G20 summit is looking at talking to the Saudi prince about the Khashoggi killing. And Trump is a little bit too honest. Back in the day, we would let the Saudi off of all of these horrible things that they did and kind of talk tough but not really do anything about it. And Trump comes out this week, and what are we going to do to hold the Saudi prince to, he's blatantly murdered a reporter from the United States. What are we going to do about it? Oh, there's nothing we really can do about it. We need them. It's a great partnership. In all honesty, he's right. There's nothing we can do about it. What should he have said? We're going to get tough. We're going to do sanctions. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to then I've had a tough talk with him, and we're going to look at charges against this, and we're going to bring this. But he didn't. He's too dumb.
But other countries have, so it's not like we can't do anything. You know, Canada did. There are other. Germany has.
Right.
It's not like we can't do anything. We just don't want. He just doesn't want to.
Even our own
he's
Congress
got a lot
and Senate
of dealings with them.
Is talking tougher about it.
Right.
So that on the G20 summit, Putin on the Russia-Ukraine tensions, the Brexit deal will be
Brexit's
a conversation.
Brexit
is heating up, and it's not going to pass. It's going to fall apart, I think.
Well, the EU has passed it, but now I don't think
EU
it's going to make it.
But it won't get through Parliament.
I don't think it's going to make it through Parliament.
And Theresa May, she might as well put the cardboard box on her desk because she's done. Because once it does not get through Parliament, she will have lost all confidence, and they will basically say, time for a new prime minister.
And, you know, and also this week, I don't know if you saw, Rich, there was a global financial report that came out that essentially said, and this was an independent, non-political financial organization, sort of like a, not the World Bank, but, you know, similar in that, and it was analyzing what the Brexit deal would mean for the UK, and there is no circumstance, essentially what the report said, there is no outcome or condition of Brexit that is going to be profitable or favorable for the economy of the UK. Any way you slice it, if Brexit happens, it's going to take a big financial hit
as the
UK.
Here's
so,
the dilemma. The European citizens of all of the countries don't want to live by the rules of the other European countries. And that's where this whole EU thing is starting to fall apart, is the Irish and the Brits don't want to have to abide by the Germans or the French rules, and the Scots, you know, are like, ugh. So everybody wants to make their own rules for their own country, and it's driving them apart. So this thing's a house of cards, man, and if they don't figure out how to fix it somehow, we're going to have some serious issues going on over there. And, you know, our strongest allies, all the European countries, this thing could be a mess. So
absolutely.
It's a little bit scary. It's a little bit scary. Okay. And then the one other thing that's going on at the G20 is China. So Trump will try and negotiate around these tariffs and get us a long-term solution to the China deal. So hang in for that. It's a rough ride over the weekend. Could be fun, though. It's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Coming up, climate change.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs. Absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program. Sign up. Get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that's up to 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, the first Monday in December, we have Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. Find out what's happening in Northern California for this month and much more. Plus, what happened this weekend and catch-ups on politics and sports. All here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51. Jefferson,
hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, who's traveling this week, back next week. Kara Schillen and Victoria Keelan in with you, counting down your top ten. Let's go through the list and the people again, just to refresh you if you're just joining us. The top ten stories as calculated by Talkers Magazine from talk radio stations all around the country. They figure out what you are talking about on your local stations, and then they create this list. And here we are to count them down for you. At number 10, NFL action. At number 9, the Mars landing. Number 8, Les Moonves, the former CBS CEO, allegations, sexual allegations and abuse. Number 7, the Russia-Ukraine tensions, the Brexit deal, and the G20 summit. Number 6, GM job cuts and the Dow and world markets activity. Number 5, climate change report. Number 4, GOP wins the Mississippi Senate race. Number 3, Nancy Pelosi nominated for speaker. She will be voted in January, I guess, officially. And number 2, the migrant caravan Mexico border issue. Number 1, the Trump-Russia investigation and the Cohen guilty plea. And your top 10 list of people, you have number 10, Les Moonves and Bobby Phillips, one of his alleged victims. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. Number 8, Al Gore. Number 7, Cindy Hyde-Smith. Number 6, Hillary Clinton. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Paul Manafort. Number 3, Michael Cohen. Number 2, Robert Mueller, your trifecta of Donald Trump fans. And number 1, Donald Trump, the Trumpster himself. We left off at number 5 here, climate change. So Black Friday, the government dumps this big old climate change report. And this is kind of fun. Here's Trump going, they did what? My government agency said what? Okay, dump it on Friday, and let's see if we can get through this thing. Because basically his own government is talking about climate change, and that he denies, and, you know, so, okay, here we go with the back and forth here, and that's cool. That's fine. We like conversation. That's why we're here. But, you know, the press has tried to push this thing all week, and I don't know that it really got a ton of traction, so maybe the Black Friday dump worked. But when I looked through this thing, here's what I came up with. They talked about the destruction and the financial cost of weather. And I don't know that they talked as much about weather change as they did about the cost of weather. So my takeaway was that, okay, storms are costing us more.
Yeah.
Because we have more stuff and we build more houses and property on places that get beat up every now and then.
We're also not building in the smartest way either.
Right. Is this thing really about how much weather costs us, or is it really about actual, quote unquote, global warming and climate change? So Al Gore gets his 15 minutes of fame again. They dig him up, and he's out there talking about it. But, I mean, what was your take on this thing, Victoria?
Well, you know, I agree with you. I think it's a combination. I think we have to look at the actual climate change science. And one of my closest friends is a climate change scientist working for Columbia University's Lamont Daugherty Science Center, which is like sort of the gold standard of climate change research pretty much globally. So I've been hearing for 15 years about the different things that they've been studying. And you know, I don't even understand people who completely deny that climate change is real. You can have an argument about the degrees of it, but there are some people who still think that man is not doing anything to harm the planet. I can't even wrap my head around that. But on the other side of it, we do have to talk about the money that these storms are costing us, the wildfires, things like that. We do have to build smarter moving forward. I think there's a lot more that we can be doing that we're not doing yet. And so, you know, but on the Al Gore front, to me, the funniest part of this, and there actually was some humor this week related to climate change. I don't know if you saw this clip, but Al Gore was on The Daily Show, and 10 years ago or 15 years ago, South Park did an episode making fun of Al Gore, where they show a very panicked Al Gore chasing this mythical creature called Man Bear Pig, all one word. And so it was a really funny episode. And then out of the blue, I think it was 2 weeks ago, they do a new episode where all the kids find out that Man Bear Pig is real, and that's the analogy of climate change, and then they seek out Al Gore's help in the episode to track down and to fight Man Bear Pig. And so Al Gore had a really good sense of humor about it. He said he loved the episode. He doesn't know Matt and Trey, who have created South Park, but he said he thought the episode was great, and he thought it was really funny, and he had a really good sense of humor about it. But, you know, he is even South Park made fun of him 15 years ago.
All right, so it's official. You know, South Park says that climate change is real.
Well, they've done a 180, yeah. And
wow.
He said it was kind of interesting.
All right, I guess
they
changed my mind. I mean,
yeah, they were apologizing. Right. They said, hey, Man Bear Pig is real.
Right,
Al Gore.
If South Park says it's real, I got to go with it then. Yeah, that's fine. You know what? In talk radio, we have this rule. Okay. There are a couple of things that we don't talk about just because you are not going to change anybody's mind. It was gun control, abortion, and religion. Right? Those are the three things where if you want to get the phones to light up, go ahead and throw those three topics out. But here's the reality. The conversation is going to go nowhere. You are not going to change anybody's mind. They're for or against, and there's nobody in between, and you are not going to change their mind. So really, it's just a boring conversation. Climate change has kind of become the fourth topic there, because I'm not going to change your mind. You're not going to change my mind. We agree on some things, but the reality is that the science is all over the place. I can find science to support my side. You can find science to support your side. And we can create this kind of cloud of, confusion.
Well, that's when climate change gets politicized, though. See, the problem is, like, and my friend who's actually a registered independent and really hates politics, the scientist, and he said, actually, when you talk to real scientists, when they're hanging out with each other, the science really isn't all over the place.
Scaring the hell out of each other?
Yeah, well, but the science really isn't all over the place. It's pretty definitive. It's when it gets politicized, when someone pays someone on the right to find some sort of study that says it's not real, and on the left, hey, let's pay someone to find that it's way worse than anyone thinks. And the truth is, like many other things, the truth really lies in the middle. And in the middle of that, it is very real, and there are a lot of things that are happening.
See,
there are things that are out of our control. There are things we can do to combat it. But really, the science, that's kind of a myth.
And that's
where I did
you. The
science isn't all over the place.
You're a reasonable left-wing wacko, okay? I'll say that.
I'm not a left-wing wacko.
I know you're not. But you're very reasonable, okay? Whereas the Al Gores that are running around, the sky is falling, okay? Do I agree that humans affect the Earth and its ability to, yes, we pollute a lot, and it does horrible things to the planet.
Pollution, and I'm glad you said the word. Pollution.
We should absolutely do something about it. Right.
Yep.
100%.
Yep.
No disagreement there. Now, are we capable of changing weather to the degree at which a lot of people say that we are? I don't think so. I think we're capable of changing the environment and the earth and polluting it. And I'd look at the Chesapeake Bay where I live and look at how bad we did and how far it's come. I look at Los Angeles and what a smog fest it was and how much better it is. So, 100%, I agree. And I think, and I'm an environmentalist. I want to make these things better. I love my Chesapeake Bay. I want it to be clean so that I can eat crabs forever for the rest of my life. I cherish that. I want it. But the sky is falling attitude, it just drives me crazy. And it's like they're running around like a chicken with their heads cut off, not thinking rationally. And that's what makes a lot of us.
And that's the politicizing effect of it. That's where that's unfortunate, because whenever it's politicized either it's not happening. And or it's happening too much, or it's not happening at all.
Right.
That's where, and I would just say, that's where we should probably turn on our little red flag sensors of, okay, if something is too extreme either way, we should discount it and say, okay, that's obviously the politicizing of this issue.
So in your mind, does that throw Al Gore out the window? Is he too extreme?
Well, 12 years ago, or 15 years ago, whenever that first Inconvenient Truth came out, I think he was seen back then as totally way out there. Like, even climate scientists, and
so
my friend
was
just starting.
Mind.
Well, he was way out there, and he was... Now, unfortunately, 15 years later, a lot of the stuff that he did say then, a lot of it has happened, some of it hasn't. But, so, he's less shocking now, I think, than he was back then.
Still
and it's really just because we've caught it, like, this, the planet has gotten worse in 15 years.
Yeah.
So, it has caught up a little bit. It's not as bad as he has always said it was. But, again, it's these extremes, that's where it's politicized. Stay in the middle. Stay in where moderation is. And I think that's where the real science is. And real scientists who study climate change will tell you that's where we all need to really focus and get rid
of
the politics.
You on the 15-year thing. But anyway, let's move on, because it's, like I said, you don't get anywhere.
Well, I'm saying 15, 20 years ago when he was talking about, let's just go with the melting of the ice caps.
No, you're talking about the conversation.
Yeah, but the melting of the ice caps, and when he was talking about things like that, that has gotten a lot worse.
No, come on now. Let's go.
It has. Rich, come on. That's just basic fact.
Right.
You haven't seen
certain
ice caps melting?
Right, sure. Certain ice caps, yes. All right, let's move along, because this debate is just going to go nowhere. GOP wins another Senate race after a runoff in Mississippi. So that puts the Republicans at 53 Senate seats and the Democrats at 47. So whatever comes up from the House, the Republicans will be able to control. So they'll have to do a little finagling there when they get bills set up, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully, on things like infrastructure, you can get some stuff done, because all politicians want to spend money and send it back to their districts. So hopefully that's one thing that they can see, and we can get some bridges and stuff worked on. We're doing a lot of that here in the Washington, D.C. area, so hopefully they'll do something there. Nancy Pelosi basically has gotten the okay, the thumbs up. I think there were 24 votes against her, and this is not the official vote, to be speaker for when the Democrats take over in January. They will have an official vote, I think it's January 3rd or 7th or something like that, and that's when she will be officially become speaker. Trump has been plugging for her. He wants her. He wants her badly to be the speaker. And I don't know whether that's because he thinks he can throw her around like a rag doll or because he thinks he can actually get something done with her. And I think that he probably thinks I can get something done with her. I think he thinks he can get more done with her because it's a negotiation thing than he could with Paul Ryan. And I think he thinks that, especially on this infrastructure deal, that they can come up with a plan and a way to give everybody a little bit of something that they want. So I think she's going to get it, and I'm hopeful that they're going to be able to do something, because otherwise we're going to sit here for 2 years and get nothing done.
Yeah, it's true. No one wants that.
They're going to figure out a way to spend our money, but on infrastructure, it's what they're supposed to do. That's actually what the government is here to do.
Yeah. So, how many potholes do we have to live with?
Or how many bridges
that are crumbling?
Right, exactly.
You know,
so
we need to spend money on that.
Do your job.
Right.
All right. At number two, we have the migrant caravan and the Mexico border issue. let's see here. The migrant caravan is pretty much stuck in Tijuana, and Mexico doesn't like it. This is a great thing because it's going to force Mexico and the United States to work on a deal to control the influx of people that run through their country into ours. Good thing. Number one, the Trump-Russia investigation and the Cohen guilty plea. This could get a little fun because basically Cohen said that they were doing no business in Russia after January, but actually it went till June, so now he's lied and he's going to have to go to jail. And now they're going to look at Trump to see whether he lied about it as well, and Ivanka and Trump Jr. and yada, yada, yada. So watch for fun news to come. It's 48 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates over 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. If you've tried and failed to shed pounds by removing certain foods from your diet, here's a different idea. Instead of changing your menu, change your amounts.
Over the course of time, that really adds up.
Catherine Zaratsky is a dietitian at Mayo Clinic.
The benefit to taking smaller steps is they're often more realistic, and if it's realistic, you're more likely to do it.
Little things like spreading 1 tablespoon of peanut butter on a piece of toast instead of 2. That saves 94 calories. Drizzle 1 teaspoon of oil instead of 1 tablespoon and save another 84. Flip a 90% lean ground beef burger instead of one that's 85% lean and you'll save another 37 calories. These 3 examples add up to more than 200 calories saved, and there are many more ways to increase that total.
Just being very thoughtful about the how much can really make a difference.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, and we are so lucky to have with us our tech guru, our goddess of the wired. I'm going to come up with some sort of weird title for you. Victoria Keelan is here. And because it's the weekend, we count down the top 5 tech stories from the week. So what's at number 5, Victoria? Venmo was in the spotlight at number 5. Now, Venmo is the app that makes it super easy to send money to your friends, family, whatever. And it is a secured app, but they've had a lot of problems on the back end. And now, they, according to the Wall Street Journal this week, it says that they've lost $40 million alone in the first 3 months of this year. So that's not good news for Venmo. And the internal documents weren't specific on whether the fraudulent activities were from stolen credit cards or hacked accounts or other scams. But in most cases of fraud, Venmo's policy is to reimburse the user for their losses. And so if the fraud is happening a lot, then basically Venmo is just bleeding money. So now to combat the issue, Venmo blacklisted tens of thousands of users whose accounts had been flagged as suspicious. Unfortunately, some innocent people were also involved in that flagging. And so it's also delayed and then pulled its instant transfer feature that let users send funds to their bank accounts within 30 minutes. Now you can do it free, but you have to wait a few days. Or if you want that money instantly transferred from your Venmo account to your bank account, you now have to pay a flat 1% fee of the transferred amount. So it's not great for the consumer. It's really bad news for Venmo. And in the meantime, you may want to look into some other money transferring apps. There are some other good ones out there. Zelle is one, Z-E-L-L-E. That's very secure, and it's backed by actual banks. So that may be one that you want to migrate over to the next time you go out to brunch with all of your friends and everyone sends you, you know, their $40 or whatever it ends up being. That's an expensive brunch, but, you know, anyway.
All right. In at number 4, the U.S. Postal Service data breach, really. They're exposing people's information.
Well, they claim that after 60 million users of USPS.com, all of their stuff was, all of their information was exposed. Usernames, including your street address, it was really not good. However, the U.S. Postal Service said this week that they have fixed the security weakness 1 year after the breach happened. So your personal data is already out there. Some phone numbers and some mailing campaign data, emails, all that good stuff has been exposed. But now they say after a year later, they finally fixed the problem. Yay for USPS.
Good job, Postal Service. And at number 3, LinkedIn has been targeting Facebook users.
Yeah, LinkedIn got in trouble because they bought 18 million non-LinkedIn members' email addresses, found those people on Facebook, and then used targeted ads to try to lure them into becoming members of LinkedIn. And so they've gotten in a lot of trouble for this. They're based over in Europe, and the Ireland's Data Protection Commission gave them a big smackdown and said that this is not legal. And so they claim they fixed the problem. But if you are not a member of LinkedIn and you're seeing ads aimed at you on Facebook, you should definitely report it because they're not supposed to be doing that anymore.
What about number 2? Number 2 is an interesting one. Amazon has been kind of messing up, adding things into people's baby registries.
Yeah, a lot of people are complaining about this, and I think this is going to be one of those word-of-mouth stories that we hear about going forward. Customers are complaining Amazon's ads are using a deceptive design that tricks people into buying sponsored products instead of items that are on their actual friends and family's baby registries. So a lot of people are noting that they had unwittingly purchased these gifts from these ads, and then their friends and family were receiving unwanted items, and especially the Playtex diaper genie and Kimberly Clark's Huggies Snug and Dry diapers. Those two were sponsored ads that didn't look like they were sponsored, so it looked like people had registered for them. And Amazon's going to get in trouble with this with the Federal Trade Commission, because those sponsored ads cost the advertisers $500,000 a spot.
Wow.
So Amazon's making a lot of money. Just think about it. That's $1 million right there that they can make off of one person's baby registry. So
that
just be
crazy.
Really careful and read the small print. If you are buying any type of registry off of Amazon, you have to be really careful.
All right. The number 1 tech story of the week with Victoria Keelan involves our buddies over at Apple.
This is great news for Apple users who are still hanging on to older models of their iPhone. Apple this week didn't really offer, last week they didn't do a great job with Black Friday or Cyber Monday. There weren't any real great deals out there. However, they have a new promotion that is upping the value of all of the old iPhones. So an iPhone 6 is now worth $150 on trade-in at the Apple store, and that's up from $75. And if you have an iPhone 8, all the numbers went up, all the different models. But if you have an iPhone iPhone 8. It's now worth $300. So it's great news for Apple users looking to upgrade.
Thanks, Victoria. Tech Talk time is 59 minutes past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The body of former President George H.W. Bush will lie in state at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington beginning tomorrow evening. The 41st president, who died Friday at his home in Houston, is being remembered by his former chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Colin Powell, who told ABC's This Week this morning, Mr. Bush was a great American.
A life of honor, a life of honesty, a life of total concern for the American people. Everything he thought of, everything he did in public life was always directed to helping the American people. He was a patriot. He demonstrated that in war. He demonstrated that in peace.
Flags are lowered to half staff for the next 30 days, and President Trump's declared Wednesday a national day of mourning. Life is slowly settling down in Alaska following a powerful earthquake Friday that rattled buildings, disrupted power, and caused heavy damage to the only highway that goes north out of the city. Anchorage Municipal Manager Bill Falsey says most of the outages were restored, but with the coming snow, some residents may experience power-related issues.
With our aftershocks and snowstorm, now outages can occur at any time. This is a good time to update your safety plan. Make sure you have extra food, water, blankets, batteries, flashlights, medicines, anything you need in an emergency.
Still, hundreds of aftershocks frayed nerves Saturday as people worried about being caught in more massive shakers, some over 600 aftershocks actually since Friday. In addition, Governor Walker, who leaves office tomorrow, has given state office workers in Anchorage the day off. Sunday's public lighting of a menorah outside a Pittsburgh synagogue where 11 people were killed 5 weeks ago in a mass shooting was an opportunity to honor the dead, mark Hanukkah's time theme of survival, and allow the community to reinforce its solidarity. It's believed to be the deadliest attack on Jews in the U.S. About 500 people gathered outside the Tree of Life synagogue congregation to pray. This is Town Hall.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? And Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-741-5592. That's 800-741-5592. 800-741-5592.
A New Jersey teacher tells first grade students that Santa Claus is not real, and now parents are left to explain it all to their children.
Cedar Hill High School principal Michael Raj sent a letter to parents following the incident at the Mottville, New Jersey school.
Raj noted that as a parent himself, he understands the sensitive nature of the topic. Raj says he has spoken with the teacher about her poor judgment in telling the first graders that there is no Santa Claus. On social media, parents posted that the teacher also told their kids reindeer, the tooth fairy, and the elf on the shelf were also not real. Administrators have not released the teacher's name or said if she would be allowed to work again in the district. I'm Julie Walker.
Thanksgiving leftovers led the box office. Disney's Ralph Breaks the Internet stayed in the number one spot. This, breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The slumping Packers have fired their longtime head coach.
Just hours after the Packers lost to the Arizona Cardinals at Lambeau Field 20-17, Packer president and CEO Mark Murphy has fired Mike McCarthy as head coach, replacing him on an interim basis for the rest of the season with offensive coordinator Joe Philbin. McCarthy led the Packers to the Super Bowl 45 title, made 9 playoff appearances, including 8 in a row, a streak that was snapped last year when Aaron Rodgers snapped his collarbone. But with a healthy Rodgers this season, the Packers slumped to 4-7-1, and McCarthy, after nearly 14 years, out as head coach. Mark Daniels, Green Bay.
Oklahoma landed the fourth spot in the CFP rankings. Will take on Alabama in the national semifinals. Number 2 Clemson will take on number 3 Notre Dame in the other semifinal game for the top spot. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And brand.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we look back at the week of November 26th through November 30th. My name is Michael Harrison. I am a regular fixture on this program, which goes back more than a couple of decades. But Doug Steffen, its regular host, is climbing the mountains of Peru. And that sounds very exciting, and I can't wait to talk to him about it again. In my stead, filling in for me, as I'm filling in for Doug, is the fabulous Victoria Jones, the executive director of the D.C. Radio Company, a former White House correspondent and an old friend of mine going back also a number of years. Victoria, it's great to be on the radio with you again.
Thank you. This is going to be a lot of fun. Appreciate it.
And you have been on the Countdown Show, so as they used to say on What's My Line, which I guess I'm dating myself, but I do watch it on YouTube a lot, they say, do you know how this game is scored? And I guess you do.
I do.
All right. Well, this has been a heck of a week. Now, that's becoming a cliche, because every week is a heck of a week, but don't you have the feeling that this has been a heck of a week?
This has been a heck of a week. Because of the Cohen guilty plea, and of course the, you know, the massive flip and Cohen standing up in court and basically admitting to lying. And you know that he wouldn't have admitted to lying in court and Mueller wouldn't have personally signed off on this plea without corroborating evidence, which we don't know what it is.
And, of course, we don't know what the results of whatever it is will be either. So it does still remain a nail-biting, edge-of-your-seat reality show. The entire world has become a reality show. Well, here are the other issues. Let me go through the top ten in terms of the stories. This is information culled from the research at Talkers Magazine, the place that I hang out as publisher and editor. And this is research based on what's been talked about on talk radio stations, particularly the news talk format, such as the format of the station that people are listening to us right now on. And it's a snapshot of the week's talk activity. We're going to do the stories list, and then I'm going to tell you the people that are dominating the conversation who's being talked about. At number 10, we have National Football League action, and I'm a big football fan, and perhaps the most exciting thing that happened this past week was that the New Orleans Saints, who have been touted as the hottest team in the National Football League, were beaten this past Thursday night by the Dallas Cowboys, who are trying to regain their glory and seem to be making a major step in that direction. So that's got the entire world abuzz in terms of people who follow football. People who follow science and, you know, astrophysics. Number nine is the Mars landing. And you and I over the years have had a number of conversations about space and space exploration, both science and sci-fi. So we're going to talk about that. At number eight, we have more Moonves allegations. That's a Me Too story and a corporate story. Former CEO of CBS Incorporated already lost his big fat gig for allegations of improprieties per Me Too. It's gotten even worse now for him. At number seven, we have the tensions between Russia and Ukraine, along with the Brexit deal and the G20 summit, which began Friday and Saturday and is definitely a major, major focal point of world activity. It doesn't get bigger than that. And Donald Trump, of course, heading there with a heavy head, a cloud over his head. Here he's quite distracted. And one of the issues was that he canceled a private meeting with Putin. At number six, the GM job cuts and Dow and world markets activity. At number five, that climate change report that came out the day after Thanksgiving. At number four, we have the GOP winning the Mississippi Senate race. At number three, Pelosi's nomination for Speaker of the House, as the Democrats have taken control of that branch of the legislative government. At number nine, the migrant, at number two, the migrant caravan and the Mexico border issue. And as you pointed out at the beginning of the conversation, Victoria, at number one, the Trump-Russia investigation tied with the Cohen guilty plea. Top people on our survey, Les Moonves and Bobby Phillips, an actress with whom he has been entangled. At number 10, Vladimir Putin. At nine, Al Gore at eight, Cindy Hyde-Smith at seven, six is Hillary, five is Pelosi, four, the heavy bunch here, Paul Manafort at four, Michael Cohen at three, Robert Mueller coming out from the low profile to the highest of profiles at number two, and Donald Trump, of course, at number one. Victoria, stand by. We are going to talk about all this and more. I'm Michael Harrison for Doug, Victoria Jones for me, and you're plugged in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Do you dream of getting a full night's rest? Well, thanks to MyPillow, those days are long behind me. Now I'm sleeping like a baby, and you can too. Say goodbye to adjusting your pillow all night long, because MyPillow does it for you by adjusting to the shape that you want and need. Toss out those flat, worn-out pillows, and let MyPillow change the way you sleep forever. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one free. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. Enjoy the world's most comfortable pillow by going to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Remember, promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com and remember, promo code DJV.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, looking back at the week of November 26th through 30. Information about what's being talked about on News Talk Radio, such as the station you're listening to right now, all across the country, from the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Michael Harrison in the host chair for Doug Steffen, who is in Peru on assignment or some kind of an interesting adventure. And with me is a longtime colleague, the executive director of the D.C. Radio Company, and a former White House correspondent of many years standing and high repute, Victoria Jones. Before we even get into all of this, as somebody who covered the White House for many years, these have got to have been very interesting months from your perspective and from your experience, Victoria, watching what's been going on at the White House between the Trump administration and the press. Any thoughts?
Oh, it's fascinating because one of the pieces of this is how absolutely crazy it is in the White House when these stories break and how you just don't get to go home. You know, you just don't get to go home. You're constantly phoning your loved ones if you have them, saying, honey, I may not be home till 11 tonight. You know, what? Again? Again. Or, honey, this is for the sound people and the photographers and the camera people. I may not be home at all, because they just have to stay sometimes because they don't know when there's going to be a live shot. Sometimes these people are working 24 hours.
So it's not a glamour job. People would think,
no.
You know, wow, White House correspondent. It sounds like it's, you know, an elite position. It might be a high job in terms of reputation and respect and importance. But as far as being a reporter goes, it's kind of a grind, huh?
It is a grind. I know of one very senior sound person for one of the networks who ended up getting a remote feeder for his cats that also has a visual on his phone, so he can not only feed them remotely, but he can see when they run up to the feeder to eat a drink, because he certainly at the beginning of the Trump administration, and I think also now, was away for 24, sometimes 48 hours, and he wanted to make sure that the little guys were eating.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that Washington correspondents and White House reporters are people, too.
They are people, too, and they have pets, and they have lives, and it's tough, and it's very competitive. It's very competitive. It's also exciting, and it's tense.
Don't they also pool resources? I hear the term often used, White House pool. Even though it's competitive, don't sometimes the reporters have to work together and release feeds for all of the colleagues?
Yes, they do, because where the president goes, there is a pool of reporters that travels with him on behalf of all the reporters basically in America, in the world, and it's a small pool that goes with him. So there's a pool that went with him to the G20 summit, and they file reports of what he's doing, what he's saying, what he looks like, what everybody does. And they do have to cooperate because, for example, in a photograph, who was with him? Well, you might spot 15 of the people, but you may not spot everybody. So you say to your colleague, was that so-and-so? And they'll say yes. They're not going to say, I'm not going to tell you, because that's not collegial, because they might need you someday. So there's a lot of collegiality, too.
I get the feeling that Trump enjoys the conflict and enjoys the spotlight. In terms of the contentiousness, in terms of his relationship with the press, and in terms of his relationship with world leaders, people from the opposite party, people from his own party. But I get the feeling, as we observe the beginning of this G20 summit, that Trump is off his game, that what's going on with the pending release of the Mueller report and the Cohen guilty plea, that he is distracted and distressed. What are your feelings?
I don't know about stressed, but distracted, yes. On Friday, there were some tweets that were definitely defensive and distracted. Also on Thursday, a law firm that did his business for 12 years was raided by the feds, according to reports. He no longer does business with them for the last few months. These are things that have to be distracting to anybody. So, yes, naturally, anybody would be distracted by this, and he is reported by his associates in the White House, people who work closely with him, to be following this very closely to the point of distraction from time to time. And Michael Cohen, who he has dismissed as, you know, somebody who is a liar and a weak person, was his fixer and a very, very close associate for a long time. So, and we do not know what Robert Mueller's people took when they raided Cohen's offices some months ago.
Right. So we really don't know. We really don't know what's going to be credible, what's not going to be credible, and how close to the president himself this is going to come. We're going to talk more about predictions of how this is going to work out and other looks at the top 10 issues of the day. Michael Harrison and Victoria Jones for Doug here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. And yes, we all still hate the Dallas Cowboys. But you know what? They're the team you love to hate, so good for you for being a fan. We're at number 7 on the Talk Radio Countdown here. We've gone through number 10, NFL action. That's which got us into the Cowboys. Number 9, the Mars landing. And number 8, the Les Moonves allegations. So now that brings us to number 7 with the Russia-Ukraine tensions tied with the Brexit deal and the G20 summit, kind of your international stop on the Talk Radio Countdown. The Russia-Ukraine tensions, that one's interesting because this weekend, the Putmeister and the Trumpster will be sitting down, kind of going toe to toe on this one. And, Trump's really not good. One of the other things he's doing at the G20 summit is looking at talking to the Saudi prince about the Khashoggi killing. And Trump is a little bit too honest. Back in the day, we would let the Saudi off of all of these horrible things that they did and kind of talk tough, but not really do anything about it. And Trump comes out this week, and what are we going to do to hold the Saudi prince to, he's blatantly murdered a reporter from the United States. What are we going to do about it? Oh, there's nothing we really can do about it. We need them. It's a great partnership. In all honesty, he's right. There's nothing we can do about it. What should he have said? We're going to get tough. We're going to do sanctions. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I've had a tough talk with him, and we're going to look at charges against this, and we're going to bring this. But he didn't. He's too dumb.
But other countries have, so it's not like we can't do anything. Canada did. There are other. Germany has.
Right.
It's not like we can't do anything. We just don't want. He just doesn't want to.
Even our own Congress and Senate.
He's got a lot of dealings with them.
Is talking tougher about it.
Right.
So that on the G20 summit. Putin on the Russia-Ukraine tensions. The Brexit deal will be
Brexit's
a conversation.
Brexit
is heating up, and it's not going to pass. It's going to fall apart, I think.
Well, the EU has passed it, but now I don't think
EU
it's going to make it.
But it won't get through Parliament.
I don't think it's going to make it through Parliament.
And Theresa May, she might as well put the cardboard box on her desk because she's done. Because once it does not get through Parliament, she will have lost all confidence, and they will basically say, time for a new prime minister.
And, and also this week, I don't know if you saw, Rich, there was a global financial report that came out that essentially said, and this was an independent, non-political financial organization, sort of like a, not the World Bank, but, similar in that, and it was analyzing what the Brexit deal would mean for the UK, and there is no circumstance, essentially what the report said, there is no outcome or condition of Brexit that is going to be profitable or favorable for the economy of the UK. Any way you slice it, if Brexit happens, it's going to take a big financial hit the UK.
Here's
so,
the dilemma. The European citizens of all of the countries don't want to live by the rules of the other European countries. And that's where this whole EU thing is starting to fall apart, is the Irish and the Brits don't want to have to abide by the Germans or the French rules, and the Scots, are like, ugh. So everybody wants to make their own rules for their own country, and it's driving them apart. So this thing's a house of cards, man, and if they don't figure out how to fix it somehow, we're going to have some serious issues going on over there. And, our strongest allies, all the European countries, this thing could be a mess. So
absolutely.
It's a little bit scary. Okay. And then the one other thing that's going on at the G20 is China. So Trump will try and negotiate around these tariffs and get us a long-term solution to the China deal. So hang in for that. It's a rough ride over the weekend. Could be fun, though. It's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Coming up, climate change.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season. Just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in nice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com. The Reading Civic box office or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the holidays.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly, and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Radio Countdown Show, looking back at the week of November 26th through the 30th, the top stories and the top people in conversation on news talk radio stations across the country, just like the one you're listening to now, and the research is compiled by Talkers Magazine. I'm Talkers publisher Michael Harrison, filling in for Doug. I usually am with Doug, and today I'm in his chair, and in my chair is Victoria Jones. Victoria Jones is a former White House correspondent, a very well-known broadcaster and journalist from the Washington, D.C. area. She's executive director of the D.C. Radio Company, and Victoria, it is not only a privilege but an honor to be sharing the microphone with you on the program today. I hope you're having a good time. You must love this kind of stuff.
I love this kind of stuff, and that was sort of a gosh introduction. I'm sort of goshed.
Well, it's certainly sincere. The I've enjoyed as part of our friendship, and I'm going to let the listeners in on this. You and I have often had conversations on the phone about our mutual area of interest, and that's science and astronomy. So I was thinking that during that Mars landing that occurred earlier this week, and I think it's the 7 minutes of terror, they call it, as the actual craft is going from thousands of miles an hour to 5 miles an hour as it's gently landing on the surface of another planet. I was wondering what you were thinking, and I'm sure you were following this with great interest. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. Well, what I'm always thinking is, what's going on in the control room back on Earth? What are they doing? I mean, you know, how tense is it? I wish we could have a bird's eye view of what they're doing and what they're saying in real time, because it must be so tense.
They're scared to death because they're controlling something that's millions of miles away. On delay, it takes a certain amount of minutes for the signals to get there. They're not there, and there's millions, billions of dollars worth of equipment and work, not to mention years of their lives, hanging in the balance. And it's so difficult to land on Mars because it doesn't have a thick atmosphere, so it's very difficult to slow things down. And a significant percentage, I don't know what it is, but I think it's about 60% of the attempted landings and missions to Mars have been failures, where it doesn't work. So that's why they call it, you know, 7 minutes or 8 minutes, I'm not sure the exact number, of terror. And then when they finally get the signal, hey, I'm okay, meaning the machine is, I'm okay, I'm where I should be, take a shot, look at this, they break out into festive celebration, the champagne flows, the high fives, and it becomes like the locker room of a team that just won the Super Bowl. It's a very cool thing. So,
it's very cool.
So this one is going to be there on a long-term mission, sending signals down into the body of the planet. In other words, so far what we've really done has been to explore the surface of the planet, but now we're going to be looking down into it. And people that scientists that follow this kind of thing claim that there is a chance of there being life either still alive in the form of bacteria or who knows what under the surface of Mars, or at least because they've already come to the pretty well-documented conclusion that there has been water on Mars in the past and that its atmosphere and temperature was much more conducive to life, that they might find signs that there had been life on Mars. And that remains in the world of science the really big question. Are we or are we not alone in the universe? It's pretty damn exciting, I have to say. I know you feel that way because it's one of our, you know, topics that you and I have talked about over the years. And they say, Victoria, they say that we will probably find evidence of life, not necessarily intelligent little green men, but some type of primitive life, maybe ooze or slime that is technically biologically alive, any minute now, and certainly maybe within the next 10 or 20 years. And that's pretty far out, isn't it?
I think it's extraordinary. I think that it doesn't make sense for us to be the only things in the universe. And if there is are bacteria on Mars or something, that just spurs us on to then go and find out, well, what else is out there?
Well, I have high hopes that this mission is going to bring back some type of evidence, because I do believe I believe is a strong word. I suspect that there was at one time life on Mars. I can't imagine, and I'm not some wacko here talking from left field. Most scientists today believe, because of the numbers, because of the evidence, the sheer size and age of the universe, and the abundance of the elements that it takes to make life everywhere. There's water everywhere. There are the right carbon chemistry and all of that. That it would be more amazing, almost to the point of scary, if there was no life out there besides us. In other words, at one time you were looked at as a whack job if you talked about, you know, extraterrestrials and aliens. That was the stuff of science fiction. Now it's more the stuff of science. It would be even more extraordinary if there wasn't. But there's a thing in the midst of all this, and I don't know if you've ever heard the term. Have you ever heard the term? And if you haven't, it's okay. The Fermi paradox.
The Fermi paradox,
a scientist a number of years ago, I think his name was Enrico Fermi, he basically said, and it caught on, he asked the question, if the universe is this large and this old, and it's clear by the chemistry of it that there has to be life out there, where are the aliens? Where is everybody? And that's called the Fermi paradox, because, as I mentioned, there should be life out there, and if there is, we should be able to see it. There should be evidence of advanced civilizations in one way or the other, and so far, we have not seen anything. And that's called the Fermi paradox, and it's one of the burning questions, big burning question out there in the world of science.
And, well, I have an answer.
Yeah.
We are so primitive and so undeveloped. Why would we be able to see it? We can't see very far. If it is far away, we don't have the ability to see it. Furthermore, if the aliens are developed,
if they're well developed, I've lost.
Why would they take any notice of us?
Okay, well, that's one of many answers floating around out there. We'll talk a bit more about that and some of the other issues as we continue our discussion of the issues of the week of November 26th through the 30th on talk radio stations just like the one you're plugged into, folks. I'm Michael Harrison for Doug Steffen, and Victoria Jones is for me. And we hope that you're enjoying this countdown of the top stories and top people of the week on talk radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, is ubiquitous. Nearly 80 million Americans are infected by the sexually transmitted virus.
Most of the time when you get infected with this virus, there are no symptoms. And most of the time, there are no consequences.
Mayo Clinic oncologist Dr. Gerardo Colanotero says some strains of HPV can cause cancers, including cervical, penile, throat, and anal.
These cancers can be prevented if our kids are vaccinated against this virus.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advises all kids who are 11 or 12 years old get two doses of the HPV vaccine, at least 6 months apart when they are due for other vaccinations. Dr. Colin Otero says the vaccine is most effective when given to young people before they're sexually active. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates over 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company and the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Radio Countdown show for the week of November 26th through the 30th. Michael Harrison for Doug Steffen. Victoria Jones joins us from the D.C. Radio Company. And we have NFL action and the Mars landing and Moonves having more allegations and tensions between Russia and the Ukraine and the Brexit deal and the G20 summit underway and job cuts with GM and the world markets activity and climate change and the Mississippi Senate race and Nancy Pelosi and immigrant issues and the migrant caravan and amnesty controversy. And, of course, at the top of the heap, the Trump-Russia investigation, Robert Mueller and Michael Cohen's guilty plea. Victoria Jones, has this been a week to end all weeks or what?
Every week is a week to end all weeks until the next week.
I know. It's crazy. It's definitely challenging to keep up with it all. You were talking earlier, for people just joining us, about your days as a White House correspondent, how the hours are grueling, and the unpredictability of when you have to be called to action makes it even more of a challenge. But this increased news cycle has put a heck of a burden on journalists in general. It has really been a very challenging time for the field of journalism. The future of journalism is at a crossroads due to not just Trump. I think Trump is more a symptom of changes in the way we're wired and the way we communicate due to the advance of the digital era. And the nonstop connectedness between human beings, it's pretty wild. The Nancy Pelosi situation I find fascinating. I think we're going to see in the next couple of years, as we now are in the early stages of the 2020 presidential election, and the Democrats having control of the House, and a little blood in the water because of the problems that Donald Trump is facing per the Mueller investigation. I think that we're going to see a lot of fireworks in the Democratic Party as to who and what is going to be that party's leadership going forward. You think that's an accurate assessment?
I do think it's an accurate assessment. I think she is going to have her hands full with corralling the Democratic caucus in the House. They have at least, 86 now, investigations, because they've added that that Trump apparently wanted to give Putin a $50 million penthouse at the top of the Moscow Trump Tower. They've got at least 86 investigations they want to have. Well, now, if that's the case, she's going to have to be very careful to make sure they don't overreach.
And she's a great target also for people that just hate the Democrats, the liberals in general. She has been so vilified over the years by the Republicans that it's hard for her to operate in terms of creating any kind of consensus outside of the already drawn party lines. So I think that she's got her hands full going forward, and I'm not quite sure what exactly is going to happen. We are going to be joined shortly by another regular correspondent on the program, and a man who is tops in his field. He is one of the leading scamatologists in America. He's a legal scholar. And we're going to talk about the Marriott and a number of other scams and breaches of security going on out there. Steve Wiseman will be joining us when we come back as we count them down on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing now with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the week of November 26th through 30th, the top issues of the day, per the research of Talkers Magazine. I'm Michael Harrison with Victoria Jones. Doug is taking the show off. And, Victoria, you and I were talking before the program about a big breach at Marriott. And who do you think we have now to tell us what it's all about?
The expert.
Absolutely. Steve Wiseman, he is a professor at Bentley University. He's a professor of law, and he is also the publisher of Scamicide.com, the nation's leading expert on scams and frauds. Steve, welcome to the Countdown Show. What happened with Marriott?
Well, it's a massive data breach, and actually Marriott also owns Starwood, and that includes St. Regis Hotels, Westin Hotels, Sheraton Hotels, and W Hotels. And once again, you know, the line you've heard me say so many times, it's not as bad as you think, it's worse. This data breach, which is affecting about 500 million people, actually goes back to 2014, which is why so many people are involved. But the company only found out about it last week, which is very unusual. But there are hundreds of millions of people who had within that who may not have had credit card information stolen, but there's names, phone numbers, email addresses, dates of birth, all kinds of personal information. And there are hundreds of other millions of people within that who also have lost credit card information. You know, this is the new normal. You know, you are, no matter how good you are at protecting your own personal information, you're only as good as the places with the weakest data security. And a lot of these hotels still don't even use the chip card. They still use the magnetic stripe, which puts you at more risk when it comes to data breaches.
They have no idea at this point who did this, do they?
No, and it's kind of unusual because generally what happens is, particularly when you've had data breaches of this size, the data gets sold on the dark web, that part of the Internet where criminals buy and sell information. And once that starts to be done, investigators see what all of this information being sold has in common and trace it back to the source. So here, apparently the information isn't being sold yet, and they're still trying to figure out who it is. It's probably not a nation state. It's unless it's North Korea. North Korea is the only nation state that does cybercrime for profit. You know, China will do it, Russia will do it, but they do it for national security and reasons like that. But North Korea actually they'll rob banks electronically and commit cybercrimes as a source of income for the country.
What type of people have the most to worry about? Little schleppers like me, or very, very wealthy people, or celebrities? Who are most vulnerable to this?
Everybody. You know, if you've used a credit card, or if you've provided information to any of these sites, you can be a potential victim. And like I say, they sell it in large chunks on the dark web. There's one dark web site called Joker's Stash. And if you ever are able to go to these, which are sometimes difficult to find, what you will find is that they're operated, the business model for these criminals are that really cyber geniuses, and Interpol once estimated there were only about 100 of these cyber geniuses, will create the malware in order to enable these data breaches. Then they sell the use of it to less sophisticated criminals. The less sophisticated criminals obtain all of this information, and then they sell it in chunks. They will give discounts to large buyers.
It's a whole pecking order and a whole industry. That's crazy. Steve, we're out of time. I want to tell everybody to go to your website where this and everything else having to do with scams is information that's just invaluable. It's scamaside.com. Scamaside.com. Steve Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley University in Boston, thanks for joining us. Thank you so much. Victoria Jones, there we did it. We have just counted down, talked about, investigated. I love that word. We investigated the issues of the day. You have any final words as we wrap this week up?
Hang on to your hats. It's going to be a bumpy week.
Thank you so much. Victoria Jones, Executive Director of the D.C. Radio Company. Thank you, Kara Schillen, producer on the front line. Thank you, everybody. I'll see you next week in my role as co-host of the Talk Radio Countdown Show when Doug Steffen returns. Have a great weekend.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
KCNR 1460. You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President George H.W. Bush was not a man who shied away from the international stage, his former Secretary of State James Baker told ABC's This Week Sunday. His former boss understood foreign policy.
He really got a lot done, and he did it with great skill, and he knew foreign policy. He understood it. He managed the end of the Cold War peacefully. It ended with a whimper, not a bang.
Mr. Bush died Friday at home in Houston at age 94. His remains are returning to Washington for a national funeral before returning to Texas for burial on Thursday. Chief of police in Paris condemning protest-related rioting in the French capital as unprecedented and unacceptable violence. Officials say fires were started at six buildings, more than 130 makeshift barricades, and 112 vehicles were torched. Some participants in Saturday's rioting used hammers, gardening tools, bolts, and aerosol cans in clashes with police. As of Sunday evening, some 378 people remained in police custody. Many of them will go to trial through a rapid procedure on Monday and Tuesday. The trade dispute between the U.S. and China may be in a timeout after both sides reached a 90-day ceasefire. President Trump says the deal is reciprocal.
What I'd be doing is holding back on tariffs. China will be opening up. China will be getting rid of tariffs. You know, China right now has major trade barriers. They have major tariffs and also major non-tariff barriers, which are brutal.
Mr. Trump says the deal he struck with President Xi Jinping is big.
It'll have an incredibly positive impact on farming, meaning agriculture, industrial products, computers, every type of product.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.
God with us.
Christmas began with an unplanned pregnancy that ended in the ultimate sacrifice. At Patriot Mobile, the sanctity of life is cherished, and they fight daily to protect it. Patriot Mobile is not just about cell service. They provide support to conservative groups for pro-life, family values, and religious freedom. Stop supporting big mobile companies who support Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Patriot Mobile gives you the same reliable nationwide coverage at better rates. Keep your phone number and contribute to the conservative causes that you believe in with each phone call you make.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder.
The gift of life. Protect it. Cherish it. Switch to Patriot Mobile to support it. Make a difference this Christmas for our nation and for future generations. Join Patriot Mobile today at patriotmobile.com/Hugh or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Hugh or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT.
German pharmaceutical giant Bayer AG says it's cutting 12,000 jobs worldwide as it seeks to reduce costs.
Bayer says details of the cuts to his 118,200-strong workforce would be worked out in coming months, but that a significant number of the reductions would come in Germany. Bayer acquired U.S. seed and weed killer maker Monsanto this year. It says with the synergies expected from the acquisition of Monsanto and other efficiency and structural measures, including the job cuts, Bayer anticipates annual contributions of 2.6 billion euros from 2022 on. The company says a portion of the funds will be used to strengthen competitiveness and innovation in its divisions. Jeremy House reporting.
Shares are advancing in Asia after Presidents Trump and Xi met and agreed to moderate tensions over trade. Shanghai Composite Index jumped 2.5%. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Mexican drug lord El Chapo is offering a vivid look at the lawlessness and excesses of his cartel's smuggling of tons of cocaine into the U.S.
Some incredible testimony coming out of federal court in Brooklyn, including jets stuffed with millions in cash, factory workers accidentally getting high while stuffing jalapeno cans full of cocaine, secret tunnels, El Chapo used one to escape from prison, diamond-encrusted pistols, bribed police officials, and a drug smuggler who got radical plastic surgery to alter his appearance. That's all according to the cast of characters who have taken the witness stand so far in Joaquin Guzman's trial. Julie Walker, New York.
The Kennedy Center Honors Program celebrating cultural achievement opens Sunday night with a standing ovation for the late President George H.W. Bush, as host Gloria Estefan recounted his attendance at the arts event in previous years. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week at this time, Doug Steffen and the crew counts down the top 10 talk topics. As figured out by Talkers Magazine, every week they go around the country looking at all of the talk radio stations and see what the top 10 talk topics are. I challenge you to learn how to say
that.
Say
10 times fast.
Yeah, 15 years, man. It takes that long. So Doug is not in this week. He is traveling around the world. So Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and myself, Rich McFadden, and with you to count down the top 10 talk topics for you. And as usual, we'll go through the list of the top 10 topics and the top people, and then we'll start kind of dissecting the list one by one. Unlike Doug and his ADD version, where he just kind of hops all over the list, we will actually count from number 10 to number 1. So stick around to see what's number 1. It probably won't surprise you what it is, but it's a little bit interesting, the conversation about it. So here we go. In the top 10 stories, number 10, NFL action. I won't even talk about my fantasy football league there. Number 9, the Mars landing. That's some exciting stuff. Number 8, the Les Moonves allegations, the former head of CBS. Number 7, the Russia-Ukraine tensions, Brexit deal, and the G20 summit, so kind of international news. Number 6, the GM job cuts, the Dow and world markets activities. Number 5, climate change report. Number 4, GOP wins the Mississippi Senate race. Number 3, Pelosi's nominated for speaker. Shocker. Number 2, the migrant caravan Mexico border issue. And the number 1 story is the Trump-Russia investigation and the Cohen guilty plea. For the top 10 people in the talk radio roundup here, we've got number 10, Les Moonves, and his one of his accusers, Bobby Phillips. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. Number 8, Al Gore. I guess he goes along with the climate change report, digging his name up out of the 55-gallon trash barrel. Number 7, Cindy Hyde Smith. Number 6, Hillary Clinton. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Paul Manafort. Number 3, Michael Cohen. Number 2, Robert Mueller. So we got the trifecta there. And at number 1, of course, the Trumpster himself, Donald Trump. So if we start at the top of the list, Victoria, and we kind of count our way backwards, I think probably the most shocking thing in NFL action was the Dallas Cowboys beating the New Orleans Saints on Thursday night, keeping the New Orleans Saints to a measly 10 points, which is the least amount of points they've scored in years. And pretty much crushing my fantasy football season. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm a Saints fan, so I didn't watch that, but I heard about it, and that's always devastating. I always root for the Saints, and I just love Drew Brees, and he's a beast. So that's
you know what? I'm gonna.
And I've never been a Cowboys fan.
You're right. I'm going to make a move. All right? I'm going to start. I'm going to go to petition.org and whitehouse.gov and start a new petition there. Ever since Katrina and Drew Brees going to New Orleans and lifting that city out of that funk that they were in after Katrina, I'm going to vote that New Orleans and the Saints are America's team. This whole Dallas Cowboys as America's team because they have a stupid star on their helmet.
So agree with you.
I'm making 100%. The people so mad right now.
Yeah, but I don't care either. 100% agree with you.
The Saints, and you know, the New Orleans Saints and their story is they are America's team.
Phoenix rising from the ashes. That is, and you and I are big fans of the city of New Orleans. And when you just walk around and you see the love that the people who live in New Orleans have for their Saints, it's heartwarming. You know, New Orleans is not, it's a small city. Maybe, you know, actually I had this, I posed this question to my husband who's a sports producer, and we couldn't really come up with an answer. Is New Orleans the smallest NFL city?
That is a great question.
And he immediately brought up Green Bay, and I said, I think Green Bay's bigger in terms of population and just the overall size of the city.
I think Green Bay's bigger as far as land mass.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd love to have anybody else give me that answer, maybe. Jacksonville's bigger, though. Jacksonville has really expanded since, you know, there's just the city of Jacksonville is so much bigger than it used to be. I just think in terms of size, I would guess that New Orleans would be the smallest, if not maybe the second
it
smallest.
It could be. That's a good question.
But I couldn't figure. But, you know, for and if it is, we'll say argument for argument's sake, it is the smallest. It's got the biggest heart of, I think, of any NFL team, any NFL city. And just, yeah, I agree with you. And I don't understand. I think the Cowboy thing, that feels to me very, like, 80s patriotism, like Reagan. And I just, in my mind, I put the Cowboys and Reagan in the 80s.
Here's my
like,
test.
Like, kind of all into one.
Here's my litmus test for every Cowboys fan. How many times have you been to Dallas?
That's a good question.
7 out of 10 will say, I'm planning on going, you know. And I realize I'm making some of you Dallas fans throw the radio across the room, and that's okay. I'm totally good with that.
We're okay with that.
All right, so we'll move along. My favorite thing about number 9, the Mars landing, besides the actual epic task of landing that little rover thing was doing like 100,000 miles an hour, crashing like right towards the planet of Mars, and they go like, boom, soft little landing. You know what it takes to slow that thing down from the trajectory that it was and the speed that it was going and land it softly so that it can run all over the surface of Mars and dig into the core and under the dirt.
And it sends a lot of cool pictures back, too,
it's
right?
But my favorite thing is all the Facebook posts with Marvin Martian kind of peeking out the side of the screen.
That's funny.
The other cool thing is that it's coming out this week that next year they plan on sending ships to the moon, and they're going to start doing moon visits again, and I think they're going to send people there again. So the government is actually submitting bids or having people submit bids to who can get us to the moon and who can set up a workstation up there. So that'll be pretty interesting. So got a lot.
I would guess that Tesla or Elon Musk is involved in that, right, with SpaceX.
I would imagine they would be.
Or he's got a bid in on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's cool. After the show today, my family and I and some friends are heading to Chincoteague, Virginia.
Oh, I love it there.
Yeah.
I hope you get to see some horses.
Well, you always see the horses because they're the wild horses running around on the island.
I was there once and saw no horses.
Oh, really? You just
yeah.
You got nowhere to go. And Assateague, right next door, you can kind of drive around and you know, the horses will walk right up to you. But they have Wallops Island right there. It's the next island over. And that's a NASA launch site. So we've gone down there several times to watch some launches of, you know, just small rockets and medium-sized rockets. And it's amazing. And even from my house in Northern Virginia, which is 3 hours away, when they launch a larger rocket, you can see it. So, I mean, it's really cool to see the things that we're able to do in space and how we're able to explore and just, I mean, landing on Mars, that's a cool thing. The one thing that disturbs me about all this space stuff is the amount of space junk.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is that apparently all of this space junk over time breaks up into this tiny little debris.
Mm-hmm.
Like specks, and it becomes a space dust.
Like plastic in the ocean.
Yes.
It gets broken down to that microscopic level of, but it's still there and
it's still there, and it's still flying around our atmosphere, you know, out in space. And whenever anybody flies through it, they have to fly through this stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it is creating this this shield that makes it really dangerous, actually, for you to fly through it. So as we get more and more of this stuff up in the air, and you search it on YouTube or whatever it is, you know, you just Google it. And it is a freaky, freaky situation and where it's basically building a shield around us. And the more and more we send up, the thicker and thicker the shield gets, to the point where at some point we won't be able to get through it without it destroying the ship that we're in.
Was it Japan or China who recently had the big net. It's like a, it's not really a net, but it has that effect where it captures, it catches space junk. I feel like it was Japan, but it could have been
cool.
China. But those are the types of things that we're going to have to really think about more and more. The more we send satellites up, and Tesla's SpaceX, they're going to send like 1,500 satellites up to give us a global internet. Well, if you think about all of that space junk, 1,500 satellites, that's a lot. So we have to consider space to be like a landfill, and how do we're bad at managing trash on the planet.
Right.
So we have to really, you know, get it together so that we don't turn space into one big landfill, because that's kind of where it's headed.
It's a wild situation, and if you look up the story, I mean, you see it in all kinds of places. It's a freaky thing, man. It's like,
yeah,
almost like we're entrapping ourselves on the planet. So but check it out. It's wild. All right, so real quick before we stop here for 1 second, let's hit number 8, the moon viz. Less moon viz, speaking of
different kind of moon.
Yeah, allegations. His defense is building the case that there's no here, that there's really nothing, that the one of the victims who's coming out with allegations really was a long time affair with him, and that
that it was consensual,
that one of the victims tried to entrap them with the police on the telephone, and they got nothing. So all of these charges should be dropped, because you really don't have anything, even though there's like the Bill Cosby thing, 50 people coming out saying,
right,
yeah, he sexually abused or harassed me. Smoke, fire, that whole thing. So coming up on the countdown here, we still got number 7 through number 1. And we'll pick this up right on the other side here. So stick around for the Talk Radio Countdown Show's Top 7. And we'll dig into the people a little bit more on the other side of the break as well. It's 18 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest, do you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you too, thanks to My Pillow. I sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night, all night long. My Pillow adjusts to the shape you want and need, and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let My Pillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillow's made here in America, 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the two for the price of one deal. That's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season. Just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. Nothing has been or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons.
Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. And yes, we all still hate the Dallas Cowboys. But you know what? They're the team you love to hate. So good for you for being a fan. We're at number 7 on the Talk Radio Countdown here. We've gone through number 10, NFL action. That's which we've got us into the Cowboys. Number 9, the Mars landing. And number 8, the Les Moonves allegations. So now that brings us to number 7 with the Russia-Ukraine tensions tied with the Brexit deal and the G20 summit, kind of your international stop on the Talk Radio Countdown. The Russia-Ukraine tensions, that one's interesting because this weekend, the Putmeister and the Trumpster will be sitting down, kind of going toe-to-toe on this one. And, Trump's really not good. One of the other things he's doing at the G20 summit is looking at talking to the Saudi prince about the Khashoggi killing. And Trump is a little bit too honest. Back in the day, we would let the Saudi off of all of these horrible things that they did and kind of talk tough but not really do anything about it. And Trump comes out this week, and what are we going to do to hold the Saudi prince to, he's blatantly murdered a reporter from the United States. What are we going to do about it? Oh, there's nothing we really can do about it. We need them. It's a great partnership. In all honesty, he's right. There's nothing we can do about it. What should he have said? We're going to get tough. We're going to do sanctions. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to then I've had a tough talk with him, and we're going to look at charges against this, and we're going to bring this. But he didn't. He's too dumb.
But other countries have, so it's not like we can't do anything. You know, Canada did. There are other. Germany has.
Right.
It's not like we can't do anything. We just don't want. He just doesn't want to.
Even our own
he's
Congress
got a lot
and Senate
of dealings with them.
Is talking tougher about it.
Right.
So that on the G20 summit. Putin on the Russia-Ukraine tensions. The Brexit deal will be
Brexit's
a conversation. Brexit is heating up, and it's not going to pass. It's going to fall apart, I think.
Well, the EU has passed it, but now I don't think
EU
it's going to make it.
But it won't get through Parliament.
I don't think it's going to make it through Parliament.
And Theresa May, she might as well put the cardboard box on her desk because she's done. Because once it does not get through Parliament, she will have lost all confidence, and they will basically say, time for a new prime minister.
And, and also this week, I don't know if you saw, Rich, there was a global financial report that came out that essentially said, and this was an independent, non-political financial organization, sort of like a, not the World Bank, but, you know, similar in that, and it was analyzing the, what the Brexit deal would mean for the UK, and there is no circumstance, essentially what the report said, there is no outcome or condition of Brexit that is going to be profitable or favorable for the economy of the UK. Any way you slice it, if Brexit happens, it's going to take a big financial hit the UK.
Here's
so,
the dilemma. The European citizens of all of the countries don't want to live by the rules of the other European countries. And that's where this whole EU thing is starting to fall apart, is the Irish and the Brits don't want to have to abide by the Germans or the French rules, and the Scots, you know, are like, ugh. So everybody wants to make their own rules for their own country, and it's driving them apart. So this thing's a house of cards, man, and yeah. If they don't figure out how to fix it somehow, we're going to have some serious issues going on over there. And, you know, our strongest allies, all the European countries,
yeah.
This thing could be a mess. So
absolutely.
It's a little bit scary. It's a little bit scary. Okay. And then the one other thing that's going on at the G20 is China. So Trump will try and negotiate around these tariffs and get us a long-term solution to the China deal. So hang in for that. It's a rough ride over the weekend. Could be fun, though. It's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Coming up, climate change.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs. Absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program. Sign up. Get all of the benefits by going to TOP-LOSS.com. Use the discount code DJV. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship, Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, who's traveling this week, back next week. Kara Schillen and Victoria Keelan in with you, counting down your top 10. Let's go through the list and the people again, just to refresh you if you're just joining us. The top 10 stories as calculated by Talkers Magazine from talk radio stations all around the country. They figure out what you are talking about on your local stations, and then they create this list. And here we are to count them down for you. At number 10, NFL action. At number 9, the Mars landing. Number 8, Les Moonves, the former CBS CEO, allegations, sexual allegations and abuse. Number 7, the Russia-Ukraine tensions, the Brexit deal, and the G20 summit. Number 6, GM job cuts and the Dow and world markets activity. Number 5, climate change report. Number 4, GOP wins the Mississippi Senate race. Number 3, Nancy Pelosi nominated for speaker. She will be voted in January, I guess officially. And number 2, the migrant caravan Mexico border issue. Number 1, the Trump-Russia investigation and the Cohen guilty plea. And your top 10 list of people, you have number 10, Les Moonves and Bobby Phillips, one of his alleged victims. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. Number 8, Al Gore. Number 7, Cindy Hyde-Smith. Number 6, Hillary Clinton. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Paul Manafort. Number 3, Michael Cohen. Number 2, Robert Mueller, your trifecta of Donald Trump fans. And number 1, Donald Trump, the Trumpster himself. We left off at number 5 here, climate change. So Black Friday, the government dumps this big old climate change report. And this is kind of fun. Here's Trump going, they did what? My government agency said what? Okay, dump it on Friday, and let's see if we can get through this thing. Because basically his own government is talking about climate change and that he denies. And, you know, so, okay, here we go with the back and forth here. And that's cool. That's fine. We like conversation. That's why we're here. But, you know, the press has tried to push this thing all week, and I don't know that it really got a ton of traction. So maybe the Black Friday dump worked. But when I looked through this thing, here's what I came up with. They talked about the destruction and the financial cost of weather. And I don't know that they talked as much about weather change as they did about the cost of weather. So my takeaway was that, okay, storms are costing us more.
Yeah.
Because we have more stuff. and we build more houses and property on places that get beat up every now and then.
We're also not building in the smartest way either.
Right. Is this thing really about how much weather costs us, or is it really about actual, quote-unquote, global warming and climate change? So Al Gore gets his 15 minutes of fame again. They dig him up, and he's out there talking about it. But, I mean, what was your take on this thing, Victoria?
Well, you know, I agree with you. I think it's a combination. I think we have to look at the actual climate change science, and one of my closest friends is a climate change scientist working for Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Science Center, which is like sort of the gold standard of climate change research pretty much globally. So I've been hearing for 15 years about the different things that they've been studying, and you know, I don't even understand people who completely deny that climate change is real. You can have an argument about the degrees of it, but there are some people who still think that man is not doing anything to harm the planet. I don't even, like, I can't even wrap my head around that. But on the other side of it, we do have to talk about the money that these storms are costing us, the wildfires, things like that. We do have to build smarter moving forward. I think there's a lot more that we can be doing that we're not doing yet. And so, you know, but on the Al Gore front, to me, the funniest part of this, and there actually was some humor this week related to climate change. I don't know if you saw this clip, but Al Gore was on The Daily Show. And 10 years ago or 15 years ago, South Park did an episode making fun of Al Gore, where they show a very panicked Al Gore chasing this mythical creature called Man Bear Pig, all one word. And so it was a really funny episode. And then out of the blue, I think it was 2 weeks ago, they do a new episode where all the kids find out that Man Bear Pig is real, and that's the analogy of climate change, and then they seek out Al Gore's help in the episode to track down and to fight Man Bear Pig. And so Al Gore had a really good sense of humor about it. He said he loved the episode. He doesn't know Matt and Trey, who have created South Park, but he said he thought the episode was great, and he thought it was really funny, and he had a really good sense of humor about it. But, you know, he is – even South Park made fun of him. 15 years ago.
All right, so it's official. You know, South Park says that climate change is real.
Well, they've done a 180, yeah. And wow. He said it was kind of interesting.
All right, I guess
they
changed my mind. I'm in.
Yeah, they were apologizing. Right. They said, hey, Man Bear Pig is real.
Right, if South Park says it's real, I got to go with it then. Yeah, that's fine. You know what? In talk radio, we have this rule, okay? There are a couple of things that we don't talk about just because you're not going to change anybody's mind. It was gun control, abortion, and religion, right? Those are the three things where if you want to get the phones to light up, go ahead and throw those three topics out. But here's the reality. The conversation is going to go nowhere. You are not going to change anybody's mind. They're for or against, and there's nobody in between, and you are not going to change their mind. So really, it's just a boring conversation. Climate change has kind of become the fourth topic there, because I'm not going to change your mind. You're not going to change my mind. We agree on some things. But the reality is that the science is all over the place. I can find science to support my side. You can find science to support your side. And we can create this kind of cloud of, confusion.
Well, that's when climate change gets politicized, though. See, the problem is, like, and my friend, who's actually a registered independent and really hates politics, the scientist, and, you know, and he said, actually, when you talk to real scientists, when they're hanging out with each other, the science really isn't all over the place.
Scaring the hell out of each other?
Yeah, well, but the science really isn't all over the place. It's pretty definitive. It's when it gets politicized, when someone pays someone on the right to find some sort of study that says it's not real, and on the left, hey, let's pay someone to find that it's way worse than anyone thinks. And the truth is, like many other things, the truth really lies in the middle. And in the middle of that, it is very real, and there are a lot of things that are happening. See. There are things that are out of our control. There are things we can do to combat it. But really, the science, that's kind of a myth.
And that's where I dig you.
The science isn't all over the place.
You're a reasonable left-wing wacko, okay? I'll say that.
I'm not a left-wing wacko.
I know you're not. But you're very reasonable, okay? Whereas the Al Gores that are running around, the sky is falling, okay? Do I agree that humans affect the Earth and its ability to, you know, we pollute a lot, and it does horrible things to the planet.
Pollution,
and
I'm glad you said the word. Pollution,
we should absolutely do something about it. Right.
Yep.
100%. No disagreement there. Now, are we capable of changing weather to the degree at which a lot of people say that we are? I don't think so. I think we're capable of changing the environment and the earth and polluting it. And I look at the Chesapeake Bay where I live and look at how bad we did and how far it's come. I look at Los Angeles and what a smog fest it was and how much better it is. So 100%, I agree. And I think, and I'm an environmentalist. I want to make these things better. I love my Chesapeake Bay. I want it to be clean so that I can eat crabs forever for the rest of my life. I cherish that. I want it. But the sky is falling attitude, it just drives me crazy. And it's like they're running around with the, like a chicken with their heads cut off, not thinking rationally. And that's what makes
a
lot of us.
And that's the politicizing effect of it. That's where and that's unfortunate, because whenever it's politicized, either
on
way,
the left and right,
it's not happening. And or it's happening too much, or it's not happening at all.
Right.
That's where, and I would just say, that's where we should probably turn on our little like red flag sensors of, okay, if something is too extreme, either way, we should discount it and say, okay, that's obviously the politicizing of this issue.
So in your mind, does that throw Al Gore out the window? Is he too extreme?
I don't. Well, 12 years ago or 15 years ago, whenever that first Inconvenient Truth came out, I think he was seen back then as totally way out there. Like even climate scientists and
so
my friend
right
was just starting. Well, he was way out there, and he was now. Unfortunately, 15 years later, a lot of the stuff that he did say then, a lot of it has happened. Some of it hasn't. But so he's less shocking now, I think, than he was back then.
Still,
and it's really just because we've caught it, like this. The planet has gotten worse in 15 years.
Yeah.
So it has caught up a little bit. It's not as bad as he has always said it was. But again, it's these extremes. That's where it's politicized. Stay in the middle. Stay in where moderation is. And I think that's where the real science is. And real scientists who study climate change will tell you that's where we all need to really focus and get rid
of
the politics.
You on the 15-year thing. But anyway, let's move on, because it's like I said, you don't get anywhere.
Well, I'm saying 15, 20 years ago when he was talking about let's just go with
the
melting of the ice
conversation.
Caps. Yeah, but the melting of the ice caps, and when he was talking about things like that, that has gotten a lot worse.
No, come on now. Let's go.
It has. Rich, come on. That's just basic fact.
Right.
You haven't seen
certain
ice caps melting?
Right, sure. Certain ice caps, yes. All right, let's move along, because this debate is just going to go nowhere. GOP wins another Senate race after a runoff in Mississippi. So that puts the Republicans at 53 Senate seats and the Democrats at 47. So whatever comes up from the House, the Republicans will be able to control, so they'll have to do a little finagling there when they get bills sent up, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully, on things like infrastructure, you can get some stuff done, because all politicians want to spend money and send it back to their districts. So hopefully that's one thing that they can see, and we can get some bridges and stuff worked on. We're doing a lot of that here in the Washington, D.C. area, so hopefully they'll do something there. Nancy Pelosi basically has gotten the okay, the thumbs up. I think there were 24 votes against her, and this is not the official vote, to be speaker for when the Democrats take over in January. They will have an official vote. I think it's January 3rd or 7th or something like that, and that's when she will officially become speaker. Trump has been plugging for her. He wants her. He wants her badly to be the speaker. And I don't know whether that's because he thinks he can throw her around like a rag doll, or because he thinks he can actually get something done with her. And I think that he probably thinks I can get something done with her. I think he thinks he can get more done with her because it's a negotiation thing than he could with Paul Ryan. And I think he thinks that, especially on this infrastructure deal, that they can come up with a plan and a way to give everybody a little bit of something that they want. So I think she's going to get it, and I'm hopeful that they're going to be able to do something, because otherwise we're going to sit here for 2 years and get nothing done.
Yeah, it's true. And no one wants that.
They're going to figure out a way to spend our money, but on infrastructure, it's what they're supposed to do. That's actually what the government is here to do.
Yeah. So how many potholes do we have to live with?
Or how many
bridges that are crumbling?
Right, exactly.
You know,
so
we need
to spend
money on that.
Do your job.
Right.
All right. At number two, we have the migrant caravan and the Mexico border issue. let's see here. The migrant caravan is pretty much stuck in Tijuana, and Mexico doesn't like it. This is a great thing because it's going to force Mexico and the United States to work on a deal to control the influx of people that run through their country into ours. Good thing. Number one, the Trump-Russia investigation and the Cohen guilty plea. This could get a little fun because basically Cohen said that they were doing no business in Russia after January, but actually it went till June, so now he's lied and he's going to have to go to jail. And now they're going to look at Trump to see whether he lied about it as well, and Ivanka and Trump Jr. and yada, yada, yada. So watch for fun news to come. It's 48 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates over 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. If you've tried and failed to shed pounds by removing certain foods from your diet, here's a different idea. Instead of changing your menu, change your amounts.
Over the course of time, that really adds up.
Catherine Zaratsky is a dietitian at Mayo Clinic.
The benefit to taking smaller steps is they're often more realistic, and if it's realistic, you're more likely to do it.
Little things like spreading one tablespoon of peanut butter on a piece of toast instead of two. That saves 94 calories. Drizzle one teaspoon of oil instead of one tablespoon and save another 84. Flip a 90% lean ground beef burger instead of one that's 85% lean, and you'll save another 37 calories. These three examples add up to more than 200 calories saved, and there are many more ways to increase that total.
Just being very thoughtful about the how much can really make a difference.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJ V Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Cast members of the Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com. The Reading Civic box office or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the Holidays.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time. And we are so lucky to have with us our tech guru, our goddess of the wired. I'm going to come up with some sort of weird title for you. Victoria Keelan is here. And because it's the weekend, we count down the top five tech stories from the week. So what's at number five, Victoria?
Venmo was in the spotlight at number five. Now, Venmo is the app that makes it super easy to send money to your friends, family, whatever. And it is a secured app, but they've had a lot of problems on the back end. And now, they, according to the Wall Street Journal this week, it says that they've lost $40 million alone in the first 3 months of this year. So that's not good news for Venmo. And the internal documents weren't specific on whether the fraudulent activities were from stolen credit cards or hacked accounts or other scams. But in most cases of fraud, Venmo's policy is to reimburse the user for their losses. And so if the fraud is happening a lot, then basically Venmo is just bleeding money. So now to combat the issue, Venmo blacklisted tens of thousands of users whose accounts had been flagged as suspicious. Unfortunately, some innocent people were also involved in that flagging. And so it's also delayed and then pulled its instant transfer feature that let users send funds to their bank accounts within 30 minutes. Now you can do it free, but you have to wait a few days. Or if you want that money instantly transferred from your Venmo account to your bank account, you now have to pay a flat 1% fee of the transferred amount. So it's not great for the consumer. It's really bad news for Venmo. And in the meantime, you may want to look into some other money transferring apps. There are some other good ones out there. Zelle is one, Z-E-L-L-E. That's very secure, and it's backed by actual banks. So that may be one that you want to migrate over to the next time you go out to brunch with all of your friends and everyone sends you, you know, their $40 or whatever it ends up being. That's an expensive brunch, but, you know, anyway.
All right. In at number four, the U.S. Postal Service data breach, really. They're exposing people's information.
Well, they claim that after 60 million users of USPS.com, all of their stuff was, all of their information was exposed. Usernames, including your street address, it was really not good. However, the U.S. Postal Service said this week that they have fixed the security weakness 1 year after the breach happened. So,
Your personal data is already out there. Some phone numbers and some mailing campaign data, emails, all that good stuff has been exposed. But now they say after a year later, they finally fixed the problem. Yay for all USPS.
Right. Good job, Postal Service. And at number three, LinkedIn has been targeting their targeting Facebook users.
Yeah, LinkedIn got in trouble because they bought 18 million non-LinkedIn members' email addresses, found those people on Facebook, and then used targeted ads to try to lure them into becoming members of LinkedIn. And so they've gotten in a lot of trouble for this. They're based over in Europe, and the Ireland's Data Protection Commission gave them a big smackdown and said that this is not legal. And so they claim they fixed the problem. But if you are not a member of LinkedIn and you're seeing ads aimed at you on Facebook, you should definitely report it because they're not supposed to be doing that anymore.
What about number two? Number two is an interesting one. Amazon has been kind of messing up, adding things into people's baby registries.
Yeah, a lot of people are complaining about this, and I think this is going to be one of those word-of-mouth stories that we hear about going forward. Customers are complaining Amazon's ads are using a deceptive design that tricks people into buying sponsored products instead of items that are on their actual friends and family's baby registries. So a lot of people are noting that they had unwittingly purchased these gifts from these ads, and then their friends and family were receiving unwanted items, and especially the Playtex Diaper Genie and Kimberly Clark's Huggies Snug and Dry Diapers. Those two were sponsored ads that didn't look like they were sponsored, so it looked like people had registered for them. And Amazon's going to get in trouble with this with the Federal Trade Commission, because those sponsored ads cost the advertisers $500,000 a spot.
Wow.
So Amazon's making a lot of money. Just think about it. That's $1 million right there that they can make off of one person's baby registry. So
that
just be
crazy.
Really careful and read the small print. If you are buying any type of registry off of Amazon, you have to be really careful.
All right. The number one tech story of the week with Victoria Keelan involves our buddies over at Apple.
This is great news for Apple users who are still hanging on to older models of their iPhone. Apple this week didn't really offer, last week they didn't do a great job with Black Friday or Cyber Monday. There weren't any real great deals out there. However, they have a new promotion that is upping the value of all of the old iPhones. So an iPhone 6 is now worth $150 on trade-in at the Apple store, and that's up from $75. And if you have an iPhone 8, you can, all the numbers went up, all the different models, but if you have an iPhone 8, it's now worth $300. So it's great news for Apple users looking to upgrade.
Thanks, Victoria. Tech Talk time is 59 minutes past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The United States and China are putting the brakes on their trade dispute, announcing a 90-day ceasefire in the dispute that's rattled financial markets. The breakthrough came after a dinner meeting Saturday between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping at the G20 summit in Argentina. Mr. Trump says the commitment is in hopes to right the trade balance between the countries.
China will be buying massive amounts of product from us, including agricultural from our farmers, tremendous amount of agriculture, and other products.
The deal includes the president holding off on plans to raise tariffs January 1st on $200 billion of Chinese goods. In return, the Chinese agree to buy more products from the U.S. President Trump is putting the pressure on Congress to approve new trade deal he signed with Canada and Mexico.
The president says he will terminate the North American Free Trade Agreement, giving lawmakers 6 months to approve the replacement he signed on Friday. He says Congress will have to choose between the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement or nothing. Mr. Trump has made renegotiating the North American Trade Pact a centerpiece of his presidency. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wisconsin Republicans are forging ahead with a rare lame duck session, giving outgoing Republican Governor Scott Walker a chance to limit the powers of his incoming Democratic successor. Other bills would move the 2020 presidential primary date to benefit a conservative state Supreme Court justice, limit early voting, and reduce the power of the incoming Democratic Attorney General. Republican-controlled legislative committee planned a public hearing on Monday. Democratic Governor-elect Tony Evers says it's an attempt to invalidate the results of November's election. Actor and dancer Ken Berry, who starred in F Troop in the 60s and also was in the lead in Mama's Family, has died. He was 85. This is townhall.com.
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us.
Christmas began with an unplanned pregnancy that ended in the ultimate sacrifice. At Patriot Mobile, the sanctity of life is cherished, and they fight daily to protect it. Patriot Mobile is not just about cell service. They provide support to conservative groups for pro-life, family values, and religious freedom. Stop supporting big mobile companies who support Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Patriot Mobile gives you the same reliable nationwide coverage at better rates. Keep your phone number and contribute to the conservative causes that you believe in with each phone call you make.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder.
The gift of life. Protect it. Cherish it. Switch to Patriot Mobile to support it. Make a difference this Christmas for our nation and for future generations. Join Patriot Mobile today at patriotmobile.com/Hugh or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Hugh or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT.
Britain's laborious Brexit process is set to reach fever pitch in the coming days.
Britain's opposition Labour Party is ramping up the pressure on Prime Minister Theresa May, saying it will call a no-confidence vote in the Conservative leader if Parliament rejects her Brexit deal on December 11. The left-of-centre party says it will certainly vote against the deal. May is battling to persuade sceptical British lawmakers to back the divorce agreement between her government and the EU made last month. Rejecting it would leave Britain facing a messy, economically damaging no-deal Brexit on March 29, a possible general election before that, or even a second referendum on leaving the EU or not. Charles de Ledesma, London.
December 2, 1823, President James Monroe outlined his doctrine opposing European expansion in the Western Hemisphere. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Germany's antitrust agency says it's begun an investigation of online retailer Amazon over complaints it's abusing its position to be a detriment to sellers who use its marketplace platform.
The Federal Cartel Office says Amazon's double role as the largest retailer and largest marketplace has the potential to hinder other sellers on its platform. The office says, quote, because of many complaints, it'll examine Amazon's business and practices towards sellers. The office says it'll investigate Amazon's liability provisions, rules on product reviews, and other practices.
Jeremy House reporting. The office says its own investigation will supplement an ongoing European Commission investigation into Amazon's use of data to the possible disadvantage of marketplace sellers, with a focus strictly on terms of business and practices towards sellers on its German Amazon marketplace. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You may be able to blame the salted caramel donut you just inhaled on how much sleep you got last night. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
.com.
Hey folks, up first is the second half of an episode from the Red Skelton Variety Series. Then the holiday offerings continue as we have Bob Bailey in Let George Do It and the production Santa Claus in Glass. Let's get right into it. As we resume, Red is about to be heard as Junior, that mean little kid. Verna Felton is his grandmother. It's from December 24th of 1946.
A home with a tree, the warm spirit of love, and a child is truly the meaning of peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
I wonder where Junior is. He never stays away this long. Pat, what did you get Junior for Christmas?
I got him what every boy like him should have, my dear. A muzzle with straight jacket to match.
Oh, Pat, you didn't.
Well, what's wrong with it?
I got him the same thing.
By the way, has the boy hung up his stocking?
Has he? Every pair he has. Plus his high tops and a windsock from the airport. There he is now.
Open up.
Well, where have you been? Where did you get all those presents?
Not so loud, not so loud. I think I'm being followed.
You mean there's a man out there? Good heavens. Maybe he wants to kidnap you.
No, well, don't look so happy about it.
Where have you been, Junior?
Down at the corner drugstore. Yeah, have you been worried about me, had you?
Yes.
I was down there and I thought I'd never get waited on. Hey, you don't have a charge account at the drugstore, do you?
No.
You just now.
Well, I hope you didn't give them a lot of trouble at the drugstore.
They kept me waiting so long that when I finally did get waited on, I fixed them, boy. I bought a box of bobby pins and made them gift wrap, every one of them.
Very nice of you. Sure. What do you think Santa Claus would do if he heard about it?
I don't care. I didn't get to see him this year to tell him what I want. And I don't care. Let it get back to him. I don't care. No, let him know I is bad. Let him know I is bad. If he has any ideas of bringing me anything, just tell him to forget about it. I'm going to wait up for him. When he's not looking, I'm going to grab him and push him in the closet and lock him in there. And then I'm going to be the new Santa Claus. Big, vicious-looking reindeers, fuzzy with fangs on them. They got great big spikes for horns. And they will sneak up and I'm not looking, they will trample. Oh, no!
What's the matter?
You scared me, Joe.
No, it's all right.
No, it's not. I said bad things about Danny Claus.
But don't worry about it. He won't forget you. Yes. He likes good little boys.
That's what I mean. Goose, you could serve me for dinner tomorrow.
Now, that's enough now. What did you buy for Christmas?
What'd you buy me, Junior?
Well, you never guess. Here, look.
It looks like a tie box.
Well, that's what I thought you'd think it was, and you're going to be surprised when you open it up.
Why?
There's nothing in it, nothing.
Imagine our little grandson doing his own shopping. You know, Pat, it's things like this that makes me sorry I ever grew up.
Oh, you didn't grow up, Grandma. You just grew out.
Well, Verna, my dear, we've taken our age gracefully. Still young in heart. And one nice thing about our age, people no longer tell us we're getting old.
That's very sweet of you, Pat.
Boy, he's bucking for something. You know, Christmas spirit's got him. Only last week, Grandma, he said you helped Paul Revere saddle his horse.
I was only telling the boy a bedtime story.
Well, Junior, I'll have you know I'm not that old.
Oh, no? Hey, the British is coming!
Good luck, Paul! Drop me a card from Lexington! Yeah! I think it's time for you to go to bed.
No, I'm not sleeping.
But this is the night when Santa Claus comes.
Well, I don't care.
Take this popcorn ball. You might want to gnaw on something.
Did you make them?
Yes.
Well, it's all the same to you. I just gnaw on the bedpost. It's easier on me teeth.
Now then, up that bag.
Oh, no, I start chewing them and I wind up gumming them. Hey, good night, Grandpa. I hope Santa Claus brings you what you wanted.
Well, I asked him to bring me a new Buick Roadmaster.
One like red critters, huh? A maroon one with white wheels?
Yep.
The top goes up and down?
Yep.
One that's all shiny new?
Yep.
Oh, you dreamer, you. You know, I was going to get you a new Bell and Howell Camaro, you know, but to replace your brownie.
Really?
Yeah, but every time Bell put my name down, Howell rub it off.
You've stalled long enough. Hurry off to bed, dear. Okay. Santa is due here now.
Well, I don't think he'll be coming here. I've been pretty unbearable lately.
Oh,
you know?
He's pretty fair. I think he'll overlook a few things.
A few things, yeah. But when I close my eyes and see all the things I wrecked this year, I sort of put that atomic bomb in the firecracker class, you know. Well, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Somebody up on the roof. Now they're downstairs. They're downstairs. I better go down and see who it is. I wonder what time it is. Maybe it's a stick-up. The clock's got both hands straight up, straight up. Where's me pop gun? I'll sneak down and scare them away. I will. I'll slide down the banister and then they won't hear me. Oop, I forgot something. More comfortable with pajamas on. Look who's asleep in the chair there. Santa Claus. I'm going to pull his beard and see if it's really him. The beard is really connected to him, boy. I pull it in his ears straight out.
Well, Junior, why aren't you in bed? It's late.
Well, you reindeers woke me up. I didn't think I'd get to see you this year, you
That's
know.
That's right. I missed you down at the department store.
Yes, you did.
Here, sit on Santa's lap.
Oh. Oh boy, you sure is soft, ain't you, huh? Who built you, Simmons? Boy, you look like a family-sized bottle of ketchup, you do. Old bloodshot blimp he is. Oh, boy. How come you went to sleep in a big chair?
Well, this is the last house on my route. I wasn't sleeping, just resting my eyes and thinking.
Is you tired, Santa Claus?
No, not tired. Disillusioned. For years, I've believed that everyone lived with the spirit of giving in their hearts for 365 days a year. Not just at Christmas time.
Oh, you don't know the half of it, Santa Claus. You ought to sneak up on them around summertime. Boy, it's getting so people don't even shake hands anymore, you know? They can't get a good enough grip because of the greased palms, you know? You don't know the half of it. Santa, you had tears in your eyes. Is smog burning them?
No, I've been thinking maybe it'd be better if I stopped coming back.
Oh?
Stopped trying to bring the spirit of giving into the hearts of the world.
Oh, Santa Claus. You can't do that. You gotta come back. So many people love you. Not for what you bring them, but because you are a symbol of goodness.
But only for a short time. I think it'd be better if I never came back again.
Oh, please, Santa Claus. It'll be better next year, it will.
Well, I'll think it over. Just remember, Junior, greed is the greatest weapon of war.
Yeah, I know. Grandma tells so since like all the time.
Well, I must be getting along.
Oh?
Oh! Say, I almost forgot to ask you. What do you want for Christmas?
Oh, well, now you don't have to bring me nothing, goodness. I haven't been very good this year, and I won't ask for anything. That'll probably be the best thing I've done this year.
Well, I don't think you've been that bad.
You is tired, ain't you?
Now, just reach in the bag and get whatever you want.
Well,
there's not much left.
Okay, anything will beat that piece of junk you brought me last year.
That wasn't junk.
It is now, boy. Hey, what kind of book is this? What kind of book
Mother
is
Goose.
This?
Mother Goose. Would you like to have it? I got to be going, and my wife will be wondering what's become of me.
You have that trouble, too, huh? Mm-hmm. I'll run upstairs and watch you take off.
All right.
Oh, boy. Oh, look at them reindeers. They look like ponies with hall trees in their heads. Look.
Goodbye, Junior.
Bye.
I feel much better. And I'll be watching my daily report for more brotherly love. Sure, and helping along.
I do me best, Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Christmas Eve 1946 with Red Skelton as Junior, the Mean Little Kid. I'm Greg Melvin. Up next on When Radio Was, it's a holiday episode from the detective series Let George Do It, starring Bob Bailey. It begins right after this break.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now a Christmas episode from the Mutual Detective series Bob Bailey starred in before he moved to CBS, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Bailey is joined by Virginia Gregg as Brooksy, Irene Tedrow is Verna, Bob Griffin is Suchek, Larry Dobkin as Farnum, and Barney Phillips as Bertie. It's from Christmas Day, 1950.
Personal notice, danger's my stock and trade, except today. If you've got a job that's too tough for you to handle, then it's too tough for me. Merry Christmas, George Valentine. And don't bother me with details. Standard Oil Company of California, on behalf of independent Chevron gas stations and Standard stations throughout the West, invite you to Let George Do It. Santa Claus in Glass, a transcribed adventure of George Valentine. Stabbed, I said. S-T-A-B-B-E-D. Stabbed. This bird's been stabbed.
What do you say we should do, George?
Listen, Johnson, I don't want to work on Christmas any more than you do, but
would you... tell him that's the way we found him,
Hold
George?
Hold it, Brooksy. I can't hear. Yeah, that's right, Johnson. He was all trussed up and everything, but... What? Head? What head? He doesn't have one, naturally. That's the point. The knife must have... Oh. Oh, I get it, Johnson. Okay, see you later.
Well, George?
Hey, what happened to the radio? Ah, there we are.
Oh, for heaven's sake, it's almost 3 o'clock. What did he say?
He says, his wife says, just put some stuffing where the butcher tore the skin and shove it in the oven.
Oh, thanks.
I thought you told me you knew how to cook a duck.
Well, I do, stupid, but the skin's too tough to sew. It just never occurred to me to use stuffing at both ends.
Relax, I said. You know, I like the way you baste that critter. Just like my mother used to do. Efficiency and tender care. There's a real art to it.
Oh, I'm full of old-fashioned virtues.
You know, it's funny the things you remember about Christmas. We always had the whole family for dinner, including a spinster aunt who played the little star of Bethlehem on a cornet.
Cornet. We had a second cousin who yodeled after his third eggnog. Oh, George, after all this time, there's still so many things we don't know about each other.
Angel, come here. Come on now, put that spoon down.
Yes, darling.
Well, the mistletoe is in the other room, and the kitchen is not very romantic, but... Well, this has been a pretty swell Christmas. The best we've ever had together. So all kidding aside, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome.
No, we still have some work in there setting the table.
Yes, George.
And some more music to hear. Enough to last us till next year. What's the matter, Brooksy?
Oh, George, I can't help thinking. I know it's Christmas, but... That silly ad you put in the paper. Don't bother me with details.
Oh, nobody even
it's
read it.
It's just daring people to bother you,
Look,
George.
It's afternoon already, isn't it? Has anybody been
George, don't answer the door. It's too early for anybody for dinner, and it's too late
Hey,
for...
hey, this is your apartment, not mine. Nobody knows I'm here.
Christmas is for us, George, and for happy people. It's not for trouble and danger and all that.
It's for a little faith in human nature, Angel. Everybody else feels the same way we do. What do you want to bet this is only a... Well, hello. Who are you?
You were looking in the keyhole.
Yeah, that's right. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you. But aren't you liable to get hurt doing that?
No. Not today. Nobody takes offense. Peace and goodwill.
Look, who are you, friend? What do you want?
Nothing. I don't want nothing. It's just a... Well, Merry Christmas.
There you are, Angel. See what I told you?
I'm the new elevator man. My name's Ferdy.
Oh.
And according to my list, your name is Miss Brooks. But don't think I haven't noticed you already. Hey, you're a lucky man, sir. I said to myself, now there's a young lady with mistletoe in her eyes.
Excuse me. I mean, thank you. Just a second.
Hey, she always gets them. Never fails. Mistletoe in their eyes. I kind of like that kind of talk.
Okay, so you're a student of human nature. Where did she go?
Here. It's all wrapped. I meant to give it to you earlier. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Oh, well. A little present for the elevator man. Now, ain't that a surprise?
Oh, yes. Yes, Ferdy, isn't it?
I'm afraid it's not much.
Don't you apologize, miss. Most exciting things come in little packages, I say.
Oh, yeah, sure. I say that, too. Well, your problem's settled now, friend, so we'll see you later, huh?
Hey, wait a minute there.
Oh, George, who else did I forget to get?
Search me.
Hold it, I said. I got a package. Delivery.
I'll take it. I'm your man.
Package? Who's it for?
Mr. Eric Suchet.
For him, huh?
Who's Eric Suchet?
Down the hall. He's an older man, sort of continental. I don't know what he does. I've never really talked to him, but he's... He's very interesting looking.
Down the hall, you say? Which door?
I'll take it for you, Mac. I'll take it.
Oh, no, you won't. Special delivery service. Besides, I'm out for my own tips.
Mr. Suchek's asleep. He told me to take anything at Kim Farm.
Asleep this time of day? You sure?
Well, you guys figure it out. Come on, Angel, back inside.
I wonder what it is, George. Such a fancy wrapping.
I don't know. But curiosity.
Let's have it, Mac. I ain't got all day.
Suchek's an actor or something, or used to be, in Europe. It's probably something romantic from a woman.
Oh. Yeah. Now, let's have the package, Mac, and here's your tip.
Hey, what is this?
George, look.
It's a present the lady just gave me. A necktie, I suppose. They always are. You need it worse than I do, Mac.
Well, it's a little irregular.
Suchek will make it up to me. Merry Christmas, folks.
Well, the holiday's getting a little commercialized.
Did you see? He gave him my necktie, my present. He just gave it away.
Well, he expects something better out of Suchek.
We shouldn't have let him do it,
George.
Well,
it's none of our business, Angel.
That elevator man's up to something. I know he is. George, what...
What do you suppose was in that special package?
Hey, stop it.
How do you do? Season's greetings, that sort of thing.
Thanks. Who are you?
You don't mind if I step in for just a moment, do you?
What?
Thank you so much.
Sure. Come right on in. This is Grand Hotel.
I beg your pardon? Oh, yes, I see.
Well, I'm so glad somebody does.
Farnham is the name, Leopold J. Farnham, and I assure you I'm more embarrassed than you are. I say you're having duck, aren't you? I can smell it.
I doubt if there's enough to go around, Mr. Farnham. Maybe what you're looking for is a Tom and Jerry.
Oh, no, please. Please, I didn't want her to see me, that's all.
Her?
I'm so sorry. It's perfectly all right, really. I was just, I was on my way to Suchek's apartment.
Suchek, huh?
Yes. Oh, he's quite a popular fellow. The old world charm, the gaiety, the hand-kissing, that sort of... But your neighbors... You know him, of course.
I'm beginning to want to. What's this, who's this her, Mr. Farnham?
Oh, just someone I saw coming off the elevator. A little social faux pas, nothing more. I wanted to keep the day happy. She's gone down the hall now anyway, and I can slip to the stairs.
But tell us why you wanted...
Much obliged, and I hope you enjoy that duck.
The Mad Hatter.
Darling, what's going on?
Wait a minute. A lot of mink coat down the hall there.
Oh, knocking at Mr. Suchek's door.
Yeah.
So that's the woman Mr. Farnham was talking about, George.
Yes, come on, Angel. If other people can play games, I guess I can, too.
Now, George, you stay here. Don't you dare get mixed up in
it. I just want to tell her she's not knocking loud enough.
Eric? Oh, Eric.
Excuse me, but I heard the elevator man say Mr. Suchek was still asleep.
What? Who are you?
This is Mr. Valentine, and I'm Claire Brooks. I live next door, you see.
But asleep? It's after 3 o'clock. What went on here last night? A party? Oh, of course. The man with all the friends. The idol of the Dowagers.
Well, they were very quiet. I mean, I heard people leaving his apartment long before midnight.
My apartment, you mean? But it would be decorous, wouldn't it? He's always so decorous. The model of behavior.
Did you say your apartment?
Of course it's mine. Quite a big one, you know. You don't think he could afford it, do you? I'm Mrs. Suchek.
Mrs.?
Or doesn't he tell his neighbors about his wife? Would it spoil that beautiful aura of tragic, unemployed European? Oh, you think I'm really nasty, don't you? I traveled a long way just to wish him Merry Christmas, that's all. And the roads from the country house are such a fright. Such a dreadful...
I just think you didn't knock loud enough. Mr. Suchek. Hey, Mr. Suchek, wake up.
He's really a light sleeper.
Mr. Suchek?
George?
Well, I'll take it easy, both of you. But hurry up with the key, will you?
Well, I've got it here someplace. I never use it except when I entertain in town once in a while myself. Such a big place, but he takes care of it for me. At least he does that.
There, is that one the key?
Oh, yes, here. Eric! Where are you? Eric!
George, stop her. You look for him.
Well, it's her house, not mine, Brooksie. Hey, what's the matter with you anyway? What do you expect her to find?
He's not here.
Oh.
Well, went out someplace. Okay, Mr. Suchek, we'll just move
you. She was here an hour ago.
Huh?
I had my chauffeur phone to make sure. Had him pretend he was somebody else. Eric doesn't like to be surprised. But I was going to surprise him anyway. That's why I couldn't understand that sleeping business.
Funny he didn't wind the clock.
What did you say?
The clock had stopped last night, I guess.
Milk is still on the back porch.
Look, his clothes are here. Oh, he just went out someplace.
Why, his bed hasn't been slept in.
Well, he went out last night, then. There's nothing to get all excited about.
Don't leave me. Please don't leave me.
All right, Mrs. Suchek. What are you so nervous about? Why do you think something's wrong?
Oh, it's Christmas. I don't want to be alone. Oh, I don't know why I didn't stay in the country. There's a wonderful party out there. 16 people for the weekend. And the roads are so frightful. I always give huge parties on Christmas. It's one of the nice things about inheriting a lot of money.
Why worry about something you don't like, anyway?
What? Oh. Well, why not? I never know what he's up to. My friends in town think he's wonderful and so charming, and he's always getting into confidential little deals with them. My friends, mind you, not his. All so rich, and he just loves rich people.
All right, let's get off the subject and turn on the radio.
Listen. I used to be a musician, you know. A very bad one. Studied in Paris. Yes, Mr. Valentine, I'm very nasty. I'm sorry. I'm worried about him. We're so far apart, and he's up to something. I don't know what it is, but it is Christmas.
Oh, Mrs. Suchek, did you say your husband didn't have any money?
What? Well, really, he's not a little boy, for heaven's sake, running around without pocket money. He does get his allowance. No. No, he doesn't work. Just charming, that's all. It was different 20 years ago, over there. He was an actor. But then they closed the theaters in Europe. You can't live on pride forever, can you? Oh, run along, you two. This is absurd and ridiculous, and I'm tired and would like to take a nap.
Okay. Come on, Brooks.
George, I ask about money because he's got a bank book in there on his desk.
Huh?
And it shows a balance of several thousand dollars, all deposited in the last few months.
Nosy.
But he has notes about meeting people at all hours, too. Deliver shipment to Joe at 3 o'clock. Steamship docking at 7 a.m. Pier 52. Get bids from jewelers on... Anyway, that kind of...
Skip it, skip it.
But shouldn't we say something? And shouldn't we ask about that man who was just up
the
hall?
Leave her alone, Brooksy. We don't know what kind of a guy her husband is or what he's up to.
I wonder if she does. Or are you coming, too?
It's cold here. I don't like it. I'm going to run down to a hotel.
Okay, which one? I want to phone you after I've had a little talk with the elevator man.
Yes, he was so positive about Mr. Suchek being asleep.
Never mind. See you later, Mrs. Suchek.
Oh, wait a minute. Miss Brooks, you didn't see a mirror in there, did you? The room beyond?
What?
A mirror, a hand mirror. I left it here the last time. It's gold, has my initials. And there's a diamond thing... Well, I guess it's just mislaid or something. It's not important. Never mind.
George!
Hey, what's the matter with you, friend?
Nothing. I'm all right.
Bertie, you were just lying.
We checked
Bill.
Both elevators. Couldn't
I'm
find
you. Fine, I tell you.
But look at your room. All your presents.
Leave me
are...
alone. And thank you. Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Very merry one. Buster, who hit you?
Nobody.
You didn't catch that mouse with cheese.
Nobody. I told you I'm all right. Leave me alone.
Oh, yes. And nothing's going on today. And I suppose Mr. Suchek is fine, too. Your big operator friend who sleeps, says you.
I didn't do nothing and nobody hit me.
All these presents. But where's that package of Suchek's, the one you took delivery for?
George, it's not here, is it? Is that why somebody hit you, Ferdy?
I don't know a thing. And I'm sick of this job anyway, so goodbye and Happy New Year. Oh,
George, what's going on? What is it?
He's not sick of this job. He's just got an angle on a better one. Come on, back up to the lobby.
Angle? Everybody's got an angle.
But you were right. Somebody must have taken a Suchek package away from him, Brooksy. What the heck kind of a thing this is?
Excuse me, Mac.
Okay, don't mention it.
Hey, wait a second. Do you live around here? Know where I can find a guy named Suchek?
They
got a package for him.
Oh, no, not another one.
Let me see.
Sorry, it's insured.
Well, I could take it for him.
George.
This ain't no Christmas present, buddy. It's from Holland, insured for $5,000. Just tell me where...
He's not at home.
Says you. I got a phone number on him. I'll find out. And you look so trustworthy.
Well, we're telling the truth. He's really not...
I know, lady. Just give me the package. What do you think this badge and gun is for unless it...
Hello. Yes. Hello.
Not at home, huh?
George.
What number did you dial?
Armored delivery, Mr. Suchek.
Oh, yeah. I was expecting you to call. You have a shipment for me.
Number upstairs. What do you think, wise guy? Well, there's no apartment number, Mr. Suchek, so if you'll just
tell... I don't want it, please. I don't want that one. Not today.
It's marked special.
I'm sorry. I am home, but you'll have to wait delivery until tomorrow, please.
Okay, sir. Not at home. The things people will pull. And on Christmas, too.
George, we were just upstairs. He's not there.
What an operator, Suchek, for a man with no dough, no job, just a lot of connections through his wife. $5,000 packages. I don't blame Ferdy for getting interested.
And one of the packages is missing.
Yeah. Let's go see this mighty man. Find out what he is up to behind his wife's back.
See him, but he's
double
not...
phone, Angel. It's simple. That's why she thought he was home, too. Her chauffeur phoned earlier, remember?
Double phone?
Yeah, like some doctors have. A special service. Same number in two places.
And he doesn't want people to know. Well, George, it sounds to me more like a double life.
Uh-huh. And one of them's not so good.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll be back with more of Bob Bailey and Let George Do It right after this.
And sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantal, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcel, and many more.
Just remember, darling, all the while you...
Get 100 Doo-Wop Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP77. Four CDs jam-packed with the greatest doo-wop songs. 100 top hits for only $22.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code DOOWOP77 to save on shipping. Now, call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP77 for reduced shipping.
Boy.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Drew Ramage, host of Drawn to Wildlife. This week's topic of the week correlates with deer hunting during the rut. Hunting the rut can be different than hunting during the early season or the late season. Why? Deer aren't focused on feeding, they are focused on breeding. Some productive stand sites during this time period are funnels, pinch points, and bedding areas. Bucks are on their feet looking for receptive does, and areas that have cover and trails are prime locations to intercept deer. One last tip. Be on stand as long as possible during the first 3 weeks of November. Deer movement can come at any time as bucks are cruising for does and more people are in the woods moving the deer around. This has been Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week, and remember, the seasons never end.
And now, let's get back to an episode of Let George Do It, entitled Santa Claus in Glass. This is when radio was.
The studio on the top floor, according to the phone company. Not quite as fancy as the apartment.
Oh, but it'd be a lot more convenient for meeting the kind of people you wouldn't want in your wife's place.
Oh, I don't know. They got him listed as being in the import-export business.
Phew.
Hey, look who's here.
Hello, Mr. Valentine. I've been waiting. I saw you drive up and look around outside.
Mr. Farnham.
And you know my name now, huh?
No, I don't have much time. Yes, of course I do.
Well, I came to see Suchi.
Yes, I know. Naturally, you came because of his wife. She's a strange woman, but you decided she's unhappy and upset about her husband, and you wanted to help her.
Well, you know everything.
I've also found out you're by way of being a detective. I assure you, I've hired plenty of them myself in the past few weeks. So I thought you might respond to a Christmas present.
$100 bill?
Now, I can prove to you that I am perfectly honest. That's more than we can say for Suchek, don't you think?
You didn't act like it. The way you ducked to avoid her...
It's not very easy for a man who's in love with a woman whose husband... Well, anyway...
You mean You and Mrs.
Oh, yes. Of course, of course. She was with me here just now to talk to one of the boarders in this place and to one of my detectives.
Just now? Look, Farnham, what are you...
Now, she's going to meet me at the train, and I don't want to keep her waiting.
Detectives watching Suchek? Those packages of his, this double phone? Did you find that he's a crook?
I'm trying to explain nothing to you. That's what the $100 is for. I don't want her to be any more upset or to know any more than is necessary.
Buster, I'm getting sick and tired of all this fog. Maybe Suchek himself...
I don't even know whether he's up there or not. That's not the point, you see. If there's anything crooked, we will turn it over to the police naturally.
Then what is the point? And why did you have detectives?
Don't you understand the whole thing? Oh. Rich, proud woman who wouldn't divorce her husband because in spite of everything else, he was so decorous. Well, but why that phone? Why these surreptitious visits here? Flowers and wine and perfume. Now, good heavens, you weren't born yesterday, were you? Ah. You hear that? Suchek doesn't play the piano.
Another woman.
Now, I'm sure you understand. It's Christmas. Mrs. Suchek knows all she needs to know now, so let's have no more trouble.
Sure. Sure. Okay, Farnham. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Wait a minute, Brooks. Come on.
George, he's right. You're not
going
to...
Upstairs, I said. Come on, fast.
Yeah, what do you want?
To see something with my own eyes, that's all. Don't mind if I come in, do you, Mr. Suchek?
Get out of here.
I'm another detective. They've been haunting you, huh?
Well, what are you talking about?
Nothing, I guess, nothing. But it's a woman's place, all right, isn't it? Yeah. Curtains, perfume, sort of simple taste.
I beg your pardon.
That her picture over there? Where is she, in the other room? Oh, hey, look. You gave her a gold mirror, didn't you?
I told you to get out of here.
Take it easy.
Now get out of here, I said. You...
George, George, you idiot. Going in
there. Never mind, never mind. I'm all right. Come on, find me a phone.
We're going home.
Not until I've got Johnson to pick up that woman.
What?
You heard me, Mrs. Suchek.
Trouble, Mr. Valentine. I got her off the train all right, but the lieutenant says she can sue our shirts off.
Thanks
but...
for bringing her here to Miss Brooks' apartment so fast, Sergeant.
Hey, you better get down and prefer charges.
Yeah, sure, and thanks again.
Hello, Mrs. Suchek. You're insane, of course. I'm insane, too, leaving my country place today.
No, you're not.
Don't open your mouth to me, young man.
Take it easy now, take it easy. Where did you get the package?
George, it's the same original one, the one that
It would be an understatement, wouldn't it, to say that's none of your business.
Okay. Mr. Farnham gave it to you.
How helpful. Now, will you please explain...
At least he's the only one who was around here to have known that Ferdy the elevator man had it.
What?
Now, that's past history, not important. You're quite a guy, your friend Farnham. You meet up with some choice men.
Mr. Valentine, I really think you are insane. I haven't the slightest idea of what on earth you
think. I noticed before that package has no return address on it. Also, pretty fancy wrapping. Now, a member of a family never thinks of a return address. And, of course, you've got it again, so what is it? Your Christmas present to your husband? Like a bomb, maybe?
Mr. Valentine, we used to be very happy until I became wealthy. Until he became... worthless.
I know. Like a fish out of water. Both of you. Living high, wide, and handsome.
Let's unwrap it, lady. Oh. Yeah, it's me. Been waiting for you to get back, Valentine. I thought you'd figure it out.
Thanks, Ferdy. But is that gun necessary?
Yeah. I want the package, lady.
No.
Give, lady.
Buster, you're not a very bright man. All day you've been out for a fast buck. Well, this isn't it.
Is that so?
Give that back.
Mrs. Suchek, I'll have to admit I'm a little curious myself.
Yeah, that's more like it. Here we are.
A Santa Claus.
How about this?
Paint's all chipped. Looks European.
Glass. A glass Santa Claus.
Well, Mrs. Suchek, I was curious too. But more about the way you and your husband apparently treated each other. You can't live on pride forever, you said.
I don't want to talk about my husband.
I know. And Farnham took you over there, and some boarder gave you the gossip. Some detective who'd watched your husband sneak in there once in a while on holidays.
Jeez.
And I went over myself and I heard a phonograph record playing piano music. You used to play the piano, didn't you? Studying music in Paris?
George, it was a phonograph?
That's what first tipped me. Noël is a French carol, isn't it?
What are you talking about?
About how Christmas isn't for trouble or danger.
That's what you think.
Oh, you'll get out of this.
Santa Claus is hollow, ain't it?
What?
They smuggle things in hollow things, don't they? A big operator like Suchet.
Oh, God, he'll break you.
Good night, Stupid.
Oh, damn it, George.
Oh. I couldn't reach it in time. There's nothing in it, though, is there?
There's not much in Ferdy anymore, either. Oh, no. Please, Mr. Suchet, stop it.
Sorry.
Listen to me. Quick. Did Farnham produce a girl who lived in that studio today?
I don't want to see her. I don't want to know who she is.
Would your husband give a mirror with your initials on it to somebody else? And that lush apartment of yours down the hall. He hates what that stands for as much as you do, doesn't he? Oh, but you've both got to be so proud. But I'll get back to that other place, the other woman. The secret, simple thing in his life he escapes to sometimes, because I saw it. Yeah, I barged in. But I didn't see her.
You what?
But I saw her picture, all right. Yeah, a lovely blonde girl. Her clothes are old-fashioned. There's a French taxi cab in the background. Now, don't you understand, Mr. Suchet? That double life of his is about as sinister as this memory, this Santa Claus you picked to give him for Christmas. It's a picture of a girl who looks just like you about 20 years ago. Mr. Suchet, the other woman is you.
Time to take a short break. We'll wrap up this Let George Do It episode right after this.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The sexual revolution is destroying female athletics by redefining Title IX provisions for female athletic competition. A male who is transgender won a world championship cycling race, and in Connecticut, two such males beat all the biological girls in track and field. the Department of Health and Human Services is seeking to redefine gender on a truly fair biological basis only. Well, Pacific Justice Institute supports this correct definition. It is time to stop the madness of the sexual revolution. Parents, visit PJI.org and download our guide to LGBT history taught in our schools.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
Darling, your imagination's as bad as Ferdy's, the ex-elevator man. Hot goods, smuggling. Where do you get all these ideas? Why not believe the facts? The phone company said he was a small-scale importer. Now, express companies don't smuggle for people. A man could get a bank account from an honest business he was building up on the side. A man with the right background and rich friends to deal with.
Yeah, you listen
to too many radio mysteries. Oh, I know I'm not clairvoyant. It was Farnham's behavior that made me curious, that's all.
You mean being so anxious to make sure that Suchek never got the sentimental gift from his wife? The Santa Claus from their first Christmas tree together?
Uh-huh. And then asking us not to dig any deeper. Not wanting her to see any more over at that studio than he'd already arranged for her to see in here.
So you just barged right in. Oh, darling, you're wonderful.
I'm lucky. I knew when Suchek hit me, nobody would have been that mad except a guy caught with his own sentiments down. Besides, you told me a long time ago, Christmas isn't for bad things.
And you told me it's for a little faith in human nature. And you had it. Mr. Suchek's getting on his feet again. And his wife is opening her eyes. And they're really back together now.
Sure, sure, sure. It's for happy endings.
It's for mistletoe in the eyes, George. I like that line.
Hmm.
Well, you needn't turn your nose up at it. Not after all you've done.
Okay, Angel. I'll turn my nose down again. Come here. Yeah, you're right. Christmas is for not being bothered with details like the smell of burning duck.
Merry Christmas, everybody. This is John Heaston, hoping that your Christmas day was everything you wanted it to be. Hoping you were with family and friends, and that you've heard from loved ones who were too far away to make the trip home. But just a moment, here's a friend of yours, George Valentine. Tonight we'll introduce him by his real name, Robert Bailey.
Holiday greetings are not my stock in trade. But if you think the job's too tough for me, well, I have news for you. Friends, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be on the air with you this Christmas time. So, speaking for myself and for everybody in the cast, all I want to say is, we just hope you've had the nicest, happiest Christmas ever.
Now here's a word from the sponsors of Let George Do It, from the Standard Oil Company of California, and from the men at independent Chevron gas stations and Standard stations. Here's what the message says. This is the fourth Christmas time we've been on the air with you. So at this very special time, we feel we're talking to old friends when we say to all of you, heartiest Christmas greetings, and thank you for listening. Good night, friends. Be with you again next week. Tonight's transcribed adventure of George Valentine has been brought to you by Standard Oil Company of California. On behalf of independent Chevron gas stations and Standard stations throughout the West, Robert Bailey is starred as George with Virginia Gregg as Brooksy. Let George Do It is written by David Victor and Jackson Gillis and directed by Don Clark. Irene Tedrow was heard as Verna, Bob Griffin as Suchek, Larry Dobkin as Farnham, Barney Phillips as Purdy, and Bob Bruce as the messenger. The music is composed and presented by Eddie Dunstetter. Your announcer, John Heaston. Listen again next week, same time, same station, to Let George Do It.
That holiday episode of Let George Do It was from Christmas Day, 1950. Of course, here on When Radio Was, most of you know Bob Bailey for the role of insurance investigator Johnny Dollar. But indeed, before 5 years as Dollar on CBS, he spent 8 years on Mutual as Private Eye George Valentine, from 1946 to 54. My question this time is about Bob Griffin. He was heard as Suchek in that holiday episode of Let George Do It. In 1957, he played the police chief in the cult film I Was a Teenage Werewolf. Ah, but do you recall who played the title character? I'll have the answer, and we'll wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Johnny Dollar.
Hans Garrett, Johnny's sheriff's office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
He's a specialist in fraud and the finer points of human nature. He's insouciant, cynical, and glib, but honest when it counts. He's America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Ants, get over here fast.
Well, what's the matter?
I'm trapped in the office of Jensen's Boathouse.
Trapped?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun, and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell, and he's trying to do likewise to me.
Bob Bailey, Mendel Kramer, and more star as Dollar in 32 adventures of intrigue, excitement, and mystery in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters.
The tiny office I was in had no windows and no outside door, a real trap. And outside, in the darkened boathouse, somebody with a gun was stalking me. Probably the killer I've been looking for. But now he was looking for me. I stacked what furniture there was against the door. He started throwing his weight against it, and it couldn't last very long. There was nothing I could do but wait.
Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters, is regularly $39.98. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77.
I know how fantastic all of this must sound, but... but it's the truth. Do you think I'm crazy?
You don't look crazy to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Our Constitution does not guarantee the right to break into someone's house. Yet a burglar in Bristol, Pennsylvania, thought he had that right, and a jury agreed. He broke into a home, but got locked in the garage trying to escape. With no way out and the homeowner is away, he spent 8 days in that garage, surviving on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dog food, until the homeowners returned and called police. He claimed because his garage door opener didn't work, he had suffered undue mental anguish and sued the homeowner's insurance company. Shockingly, the jury sided with him and made the insurance company pay him $500,000 for his ordeal. We should all look through the lens of liberty and remember the importance of personal responsibility, especially before we serve on juries.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Joe on the TV Western, Bonanza. And later produced and starred in the 1970s, early 80s series, Little House on the Prairie. I'm Greg Beller. We're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.